KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts throughout the week, but this program comes to you via radio or via your device, your online devices, and we got lots to talk about. 877-726-8255, our number. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We review all the important health stories of the week and digest them in a form that is hopefully entertaining and informative. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office to pose a question or share a comment. There's a lot on the health front this week, and we'll be talking about hydration and its benefits. Some new studies on, what else, vitamin D, the impact of artificial sweeteners on heart disease. They're supposed to lower the risk, but a new study sheds light on their impact. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. And among the big stories this week, this is really unprecedented. It heralds a new era in children's health care. For better or worse, the American Academy of Pediatrics this week issued an enormous clinical guideline for the evaluation and treatment of children and adolescents with obesity. It's over 350 pages long. I had an opportunity to review it and do a deep dive on it. It's quite a document, and it's commendable that they're paying attention to it because, well, 14.4 million American children and adolescents suffer from obesity. The definition of that is greater than the 95th percentile for age and sex. So it's all based on the BMI, the body mass index. You could critique that because big, strong athletes sometimes have a higher BMI with low body fat, but it's pretty accurate when it comes to kids. The rate of obesity, we're not just talking about overweight, you know, because I was a chubby kid, but I wasn't obese. I was a little bit roly-poly, and then I grew out of it, as do many kids. But here we're talking about obesity. And obesity isn't just a social problem. You know, kids who are fat, and that's a term that is not in vogue anymore, but kids who are very overweight get teased a lot, and it has an impact on their psychosocial development. It also has a major impact on their health. And I can harken back to when I was growing up, and I can't remember any kids who were diabetic, but now it's relatively common. Also, children with hypertension, children with sky-high cholesterol. And the rate is skyrocketing. It's more than tripled from just 5% in 1963. And remember, that was the era of JFK, John F. Kennedy. If you're a baby boomer, you may remember that. JFK urged the populace to overcome their sedentary ways and embark on 50-mile hikes. Yeah, he was really into physical fitness. And that was then, 1963. Only 5% of kids would be considered obese by today's standards. That soared to 19% in 2017. And then the pandemic has intervened, and it's probably soared even more. And so here's a dire prediction. By 2050, if this trend holds, 57% of the children of today will have obesity by the time they are 35. And that's just a horrendous prospect. And so it's timely that the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is now addressing that in this very, very detailed document. But I have some concerns about it, because for the very first time, the American Association of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is opening the floodgates to the use of drugs and gastric bypass surgery for kids. And they're saying that, you know, because the problem's so severe, we have to start considering these things. They minimize the harms and they emphasize the benefits. I read it very carefully. And unfortunately, while they do give lip service to lifestyle, they talk a lot about lifestyle, and they talk about early intervention, getting kids to be more active, getting kids to eat healthy. There's not a lot about the benefits of a very low-carb diet. Sure, they say, make some vague recommendations, reduce sugary beverages, also encourage exercise, reduce sedentary behavior. They talk a lot about that. But then they kind of throw up their hands and they say, yeah, but because of the fact that there's not a lot of resources to promote that, it's not happening. It's not happening. They also talk a lot about inequality and racism, as is the vogue these days, because the predominance of obesity is among poorer kids, especially kids who were racial minorities. And that's a bad start for these kids in life. There's no mea culpa in this long document about how all our dietary guidelines have not been effective. Not only that, they may have actually promoted obesity by encouraging the use of lots and lots of carbohydrates. Yeah, bagels, breakfast cereals, skim milk, orange juice, those things are okay, according to a lot of pediatric experts. But they do acknowledge, somewhat grudgingly, two small studies found benefit from interventions that reduced glycemic load. In other words, low-carb diets. That was like one sentence among well over 300 pages of text. And so not enough emphasis on the enormous impact that diet could have if it were only implemented at a young age for kids. And I highlight this initiative, which is a good one. And, you know, we're talking about disadvantaged kids. I don't know what the vogue term these days is. But among kids in a low-income elementary school in the greater Austin area with a majority Hispanic student population, they did a study. It was a randomized controlled trial conducted at the University of Texas at Austin. The initiative is called Texas Sprouts. It's a gardening, nutrition, and cooking intervention implemented in elementary schools in Austin. And, okay, sounds good, but did it work? Because sometimes things that sound good don't actually work, so they have to be demonstrated to be of benefit using careful studies. And it turned out it was helpful. It improved glucose control. It reduced bad cholesterol in high-risk minority youth, and the results were published this week in JAMA Network Open. So Texas Sprouts was a program that spanned the nine-month school year involved the formation of a garden leadership committee. They allocated a quarter-acre outdoor teaching garden, and there were a series of 18 student gardening, nutrition, and cooking lessons taught by trained educators. And what they found was that after this intervention, and look, there's nothing better than getting kids to grow their own food, because they're all in. There's some buy-in there, because they're growing the food. Then they're preparing the food, handling the food. That gets them to try foods that ordinarily they wouldn't. And it really worked. They found that small increases in dietary fiber and vegetable intake, as well as reductions in added sugar intake, may have combined effects on lowering bad cholesterol and improving glucose control. That's according to the researchers. So reduced risk of diabetes and prediabetes, that was a model, I think, for what we ought to be doing with kids before we make acceptable gastric bypass surgery and the use of powerful drugs designed for adults. Look, for some kids, that may be the answer, because their problems are well beyond the potential impact of diet and exercise. You tell them to diet and exercise till the cows come home, they're still going to be grossly overweight and at high risk of health problems. Maybe, just maybe, we might make exceptions for these kids. But there's something called diagnostic creep that occurs in medicine. It's once you define a problem, drugs and surgery rush in to fill the vacuum. And that's my concern, is that we may have opened up Pandora's box here when it comes to very serious, potentially life-altering interventions for kids that may have certain benefits but also have considerable harms that are unfortunately being minimized. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Lysakes and pains, we all experience them. So I'm excited that Plus CBD Relief is backed by popular demand. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Plus CBD's Relief line of soft gels is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA, which has been found in clinical trials to relieve severe headache faster than ibuprofen. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And Kathy in Connecticut, welcome. How are you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. I wanted to ask you what I could take for flatulence, especially when it comes to plain yogurt.
Okay, so plain yogurt makes you gassy?
Yeah, I eat a lot of it.
Oh, okay. Well, generally, yogurt has the lactose in it, which can cause flatulence, broken down because it's fermented. But you may actually suffer from an overabundance of the bacteria in the plain yogurt. Actually, you know, it's one of those Goldilocks things, not enough probiotics, and, you know, you may be flatulent, gassy, or suffer from constipation, and too much can actually cause an overgrowth of the bacteria that release certain gas in your intestinal tract.
Is it
the yogurt, or what else in your diet might be a cause of that? Like, for example, what do you have for breakfast typically?
Well, I have my eggs.
Okay.
You know,
that
and,
shouldn't be a big problem. Yeah.
No, but I eat a lot of American cheese now, and a whole wheat bread.
Well, there's the problem. You know, American cheese has a fair amount of lactose, and the whole wheat bread is a source of what are called fructans, and that represents the F in FODMAP, and FODMAPs are the foods that can cause gas. And SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. You can be tested for that with a breath test, but maybe that's not necessary. You could just embark on a low FODMAP diet. I'm not sure yogurt is the culprit. It's less likely to be the culprit, but you can try elimination of yogurt. There's a diet. You can find it on the internet. the low FODMAP diet. You can do a trial of that diet and see if it reduces the gas. Sometimes it's necessary to use certain natural herbs or even medication to suppress the bacterial overgrowth. I'm not a big fan of the major drug that's used for this, which is called Xifaxan. But you can also use things like oil of oregano in capsules or berberine. These things can suppress the overgrowth of harmful bacteria. And you may want to go easy on the probiotics or the fermented foods because they sometimes cause gas. Also, cruciferous vegetables, which are super healthy, are notorious for causing gas and bloating. And any other issues, maybe you're not breaking down your foods properly. Maybe a good digestive, broad-spectrum digestive enzyme can help you break your foods down properly so that they don't ferment in your digestive tract. You can try some of those things and see if it pans out. And be sure to call us back and tell us if you've arrived at a solution. Okay?
How do you spell the name of that diet that I'm supposed to find on
FODMAP with an S on the end. Low FODMAP diet. You can just Google that and try the diet and see if it helps. Even without the proper testing, we test patients in our office to determine if they have a bacterial overgrowth. They might be overproducing hydrogen or methane. Another thing that can cause a lot of gas and bloating is chronic yeast in the gastrointestinal tract, which is due to too many antibiotics. Antibiotics can be a culprit.
Sick and had to take them.
There you go. You might have disrupted your intestinal bacterial balance.
I've been taking probiotics though, along with the. I don't take them anymore, but I was very sick for a while.
Well, there you go. That could be part of the problem, right there. So the antibiotics disrupted your intestinal flora.
All right.
Well, let us know if some of this works for you. 877-726-8255. Let me take a moment to share with you that there's something new about NT-factor lipids, which you know can enhance your energy. Well, there's good news because they also help you to absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, according to a recent study, by more than 200%. Now you can get a special offer. Buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT Factor Lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Often we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrol's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, coming at you in real time here. You can call us 877-726-8255. But before we take calls, one of the big stories on the nutrition front over the past couple of weeks has been this very interesting story about hydration. And you want to talk about healthy diet, we talk about supplements, we talk about exercise, we talk about a good mental attitude, but hydration sometimes gets short shrift. A good colleague of mine, Dr. Dana Cohen, has written a book entitled Quench, which promotes the idea that hydration can be linked to all kinds of health benefits. And that viewpoint has been vindicated by this very large study. Over 11,000 adults. The remarkable part about this is not the number of participants, but the duration of the study. It's a 30-year study. And what they demonstrated is that there is a link between serum sodium levels, which go up when you're dehydrated and go down when you're properly hydrated with water. not with salty beverages, but water dilutes the sodium in your bloodstream, much as it would dilute a little bit of salt that you might have in a glass. There's a very substantial link between serum sodium levels and various indicators of health. Now, that's very cool because this is not an esoteric test. This is a test that every man, woman, and child in this country get on a regular basis. It's called a chem panel, and sodium is an intrinsic part of that. Very easy to access your sodium levels. If you've got a portal or if you've got a copy of a blood test, check out your sodium levels because they're an indicator of whether or not you're adequately hydrated. And here's what they found. It was really quite dramatic. They found that there was a link between higher ranges of normal sodium levels. By the way, not high sodium, but high within what is considered the normal range, and increased risk for heart failure. They also found that there was a relationship with a whole raft of chronic health conditions, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, abnormal blood sugar. And specifically, they found that adults with higher levels of normal serum sodium, and the normal range falls between 135 to 146. So if you read your lab report and you're either, you know, more than 135 or less than 146, they'll say it's normal. But within that normal range, there's an optimal range based largely on whether you're adequately hydrated. And they found that adults with serum sodium levels above 142, that's still normal, because 146 and above is abnormal, but high in the normal range, above 142, had a 10 to 50% increased odds of being biologically older, so it has an impact on aging itself, than their chronological age compared to ranges between 137 to 142. Levels above 144, still normal, correlated with a 50% increase in aging. Levels between 144.5 to 146 were associated with a 21% increased risk of premature death compared to ranges between 137 to 142. There was also a relationship with heart failure, stroke, atrial fibrillation, peripheral artery disease, as well as chronic lung disease, diabetes, and dementia. Those with a serum sodium level above 142 had up to a 64% increased risk for developing some of these chronic diseases. And conversely, adults with the sodium 138 to 140 had the lowest risk of developing these chronic diseases. So, yeah, I mean, look, by the way, this is not a study of hydration. This is a study of a marker which is thought to be a surrogate marker of hydration. So maybe then certain conditions cause the sodium to be high because it's regulated very, very carefully within a certain range. Maybe certain diseases cause your sodium to be elevated, so correlation is not necessarily causation. This needs to be researched further. But it's a promising, easy-to-follow metric that can tell you if you're adequately hydrated. And if that's not enough, check this out. A company is coming up with a breakthrough device that can tell you whether you're adequately hydrated. It will also collect information about 3,000 different metabolites in your body. What is it? Just 90 millimeters in diameter. That's like, what, 4 inches. It's a little disc that sits within any toilet bowl. It's called the U-Scan from a company called Withing.com. Check it out. There's an interesting video on how it fits in your toilet. They say it provides an immediate snapshot of the body's balance by monitoring and detecting a large variety of biomarkers found in urine while also offering actionable advice for health improvements. There's an app, and it's Bluetooth to your phone, and so you pee in the toilet, and then it gives you feedback on what's going on. And very easily, it can give you feedback on whether you're adequately hydrated because, well, you can just get visual feedback. If your urine is relatively clear, you're probably consuming a lot of fluid. If it is dark, Well, you're probably dehydrated, or maybe you're suffering from another medical condition that could cause you to have darker urine. They say while urinalysis is typically performed only once a year, and it yields, you know, valuable information, the U-scan, they say, opens the door to regular access to these metrics from the comfort and privacy of one's own bathroom. So hydration, and, you know, you want more insights into what your body chemistry reveals, consider the U-scan device. It's getting, you know, it's kind of like a variation on something that's been pioneered over a decade ago, the smart toilet that analyzes your urine and stool samples and gives you a lot of feedback of what's going on. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and we got that number available to you 24/7, 365, so you can call and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
I got a blood test, and it seems like my cholesterol is a little high, according to one doctor, but another doctor said it isn't. I have triglycerides at 311, total cholesterol 218, HDL at 40, and LDL at 116. Sorry. My first doctor wanted to put me on Lipitor, but the second doctor said I don't need to do that, and he just gave me fish oil and vitamin D3. Which one do you agree with? Do you have any other things that I should do?
Okay, it's not quite as simple as that, but what you have is a problem with carbs and not necessarily with saturated fat and cholesterol intake, because your triglycerides are over 300, and that's an indication that your body is converting sugar and carbohydrates into fat in your bloodstream, which can lead to deposits in your arteries and in your liver, maybe causing fatty liver or other types of problems. And so it may be that you require a statin, but I kind of like the recommendation of the second doctor who said take fish oil, because higher doses of fish oil, it's been demonstrated, can lower triglycerides. But it has to be accompanied by a low-carb diet. So you really need to look at your carbohydrate consumption, fruit juice, bread, pasta, sugar, sodas, instant teas and things like that that are laden with sugar, and all the other ways that there are Trojan horses for sugar that work their way into the diet. And exercise, too, will lower your triglycerides. Your LDL cholesterol isn't all that high, but what really would determine whether you need a statin, and I'm not inalterably opposed to statin. I think they're just overprescribed because doctors are indoctrinated that statins are the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular prevention. They're part of the equation, but, you know, just a small part. Is the EBT heart scan to look at whether there's calcium in your coronary arteries. And if, as a relatively young guy, you sound middle-aged, you have a lot of plaque, well, maybe, just maybe, you need the protection of a statin. And I'm not inalterably opposed to that. I just think statins prescribed willy-nilly without seeing what's going on in your arteries. You know, maybe you have zero or minimal plaque. Then you really won't benefit from a statin. Statins don't do much to lower, if anything, to lower triglycerides. They work on cholesterol. And unfortunately, they lower your HDL, the good cholesterol, which in your case is relatively low. So exercise will bring that up. That could help. The answer is I'd have to kind of individualize my recommendations for you. That's actually the subject matter of, I would say, about 10-20% of the visits that I get these days, people who want a second opinion on whether they should take a statin. And occasionally I'll say, oh, my goodness, you got a lot of plaque. You really will benefit from the protection that statins afford, which is real, but minimal. If you have no plaque, it's no point. So you have to get some imaging to see. These tests are available, relatively inexpensive. So ask your doctor to send you for one, or you could even seek out a center that does those tests. You could just do a walk-in and have that test performed and find out if you have a lot of risk. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of fish oil, interesting article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Association of erythrocyte omega-3 fatty acids, that would be red blood cell omega-3 index. That's a test that can be done. Association of omega-3 fatty acids with cognition, brain imaging, and biomarkers in the Alzheimer's disease neuroimaging initiative. So they did blood tests to see if people had high levels of omega-3s in their red blood cell membranes. That's the best way. Plasma, not so good. Red blood cell membranes will yield a better result because that's where these omega-3s are incorporated. And what they found is that the higher your RBC, EPA, and DHA, the lower your risk of Alzheimer's might be on brain imaging. So very cool study, emphasizing the importance of omega-3s. Now I'll tell you where to get them. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, which is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Well, I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Aller-C. They also have a full range of ultra-pure omega-3 products, including vegan alternatives, no matter what type of form you'd like your omega-3s, liquid, capsule, even if you're vegetarian, these products are top of the line. If you want more information about their offerings, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients products are formulated by healthcare professionals utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them, and the Vital Nutrients fish oil is the brand that I take and recommend to my patients. Find them at vitalnutrients.co. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Life's aches and pains, we all experience them. So I'm excited that Plus CBD Relief is backed by popular demand. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Plus CBD's Relief line of soft gels is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA, which has been found in clinical trials to relieve severe headache faster than ibuprofen. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A study that looks at the effects of diet on COVID-19. We'll share that with you momentarily, but first, 877-726-8255, a recorded call. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm wondering if you believe in allergy shots, if they work for everybody, because I noticed that since this global warming started, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, my allergy symptoms are just seems to get worse every year, and I don't think that the shots are working for me.
Okay. I wouldn't attribute it to global warming, although I guess that's plausible. There's some studies that suggest that climate change is having an impact on pollen counts in different parts of the world. But, things change sometimes as you age. And, you could attribute it to, the prevalence of smartphones or something like that, electromagnetic waves, because you're using a Wi-Fi more over the past few years. When it comes to allergy shots, they do work. And I have here in front of me a study, long-term real-world effectiveness of allergy immunotherapy in patients with allergic rhinitis and asthma. And, they had to study it because, it's a thing that a lot of people do and results may vary. Some people don't get great results. Other people do get good results, and it may depend on the type of immunotherapy, the expertise of the doctor who's administering the immunotherapy, because mostly you have to do this in a doctor's office under observation in case you have an emergency allergic reaction to the shot. There's also sublingual immunotherapy, under-the-tongue immunotherapy, which is coming into its own. And I used to do this when I had an allergy department. Now I just have a consultative practice, and I think it really does work. The problem these days is that they're getting away from these types of therapies because they're coming up with newer and more powerful drugs for allergies and asthma. And the tendency is to not want to reimburse doctors and patients for an arduous round of therapy that may take years and you just give them a drug and knock out their immune reaction to certain things. A lot of these drugs are immunosuppressive, steroids, and now newer biologic medications. And so these therapies are kind of falling by the wayside to some extent. I know that allergists still offer them and patients benefit from them. But, yeah, again, I wouldn't suggest that it's about climate change. Many other factors. Your diet may have an impact on it, underlying medical conditions, aging itself, the condition of your microbiome. These may have an impact on your susceptibility to allergies. So, or the success of the immunotherapy, because it, you know, can't overcome some of these headwinds if other things aren't right. Even your level of certain critical nutrients, you know, things like adequate bioflavonoids, quercetin, vitamin C, adequate levels of vitamin D, these things may have an impact on how effective immunotherapy with shots is. Okay, big study, huge study. Long-term diet and risk of COVID infection and COVID severity. In this month's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, big study, looked at nearly 20,000 participants, and it correlated long-term diets with the outcome of COVID, and based on hospitalizations and deaths. And what they actually, I misspoke, there's even more higher numbers, nearly 43,000 health professionals. So what they say here is emerging evidence supports a role of diet in the development of COVID-19. A diet that is rich in plant-based foods, that is low in sugar, low in ultra-processed foods, high in antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, these can be decisive in reducing the risk of COVID. And the other thing about diet is the, you know, diet simply helps control your blood sugar. It helps to reduce the risk of what are called comorbidities, heart disease, high cholesterol, hypertension. These are comorbidities which make the management of COVID infections worse and make people more vulnerable to the adverse effects of the virus. So once again, proof positive that underlying health has a lot to do with your lifestyle, diet, exercise, sleep patterns, stress patterns. All of these should be considered when we're taking an all of the above approach to COVID. More on COVID in the next hour. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Lawyers for President Biden found more classified documents at his Wilmington, Delaware home than were previously known. White House lawyer Richard Saubert issued a statement on Saturday to explain a total of 6 pages of classified documents were found during a search of Mr. Biden's private library this week, 5 pages more than previously indicated. On Fox News Sunday this morning, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez said he's worried about any potential damage resulting from the apparent mishandling of classified materials.
Who knew what and when? Were sources and methods compromised? If they were compromised, is the intelligence community, what are they doing to mitigate those?
Latest disclosure adds to a December discovery in Mr. Biden's garage, plus another batch from November at his former offices in Washington, D.C., which date from his time as vice president. Authorities say in Nepal, most of the 72 people aboard a plane that crashed on Sunday morning were killed in the accident.
Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the regional passenger jet crashed into a gorge while landing at a newly opened airport in the resort town of Pokhara. Witnesses rushed to the scene. At least one reported hearing cries for help from within the fiery wreck. Another said he saw the plane spinning violently in the air as it was about to land, then it nosedived. The twin-engine ATR-72 aircraft, operated by Nepal's Yeti Airlines, was flying from the capital, Kathmandu. It was carrying 68 passengers, including 15 foreign nationals, none of them American, according to authorities. I'm Julie Walker.
Tragedy averted at New York's JFK International when an American Airlines jet crossed a runway as another aircraft was preparing for takeoff. Authorities say the Delta plane stopped safely about 1,000 feet from where the American flight crossed. This is townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free Relief Factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking Relief Factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Israel has only 2 branches of government, the executive and the judiciary. The executive is made up of Knesset members, and the leaders there are chosen from the body. As the country's elected more conservatives, the country has stayed, the court, that is, has stayed pretty much liberal in the mid-1990s. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's because of the way judges are chosen.
In America, you have 2 opportunities to influence the composition of the Supreme Court. You vote for the president, you vote for Senate. We have neither of those abilities to influence the composition because the composition of the Supreme Court is overwhelmingly chosen by sitting judges. And if you're a sitting judge, you are naturally going to choose somebody who agrees with you.
Dr. Oren was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Nearly 50 vehicles collided on an icy highway near the South Korean capital, killing one person, injuring over 24 others. 47 vehicles involved Sunday night. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Democrats in the Missouri House are livid.
Women who serve in the House will face a tougher dress code as they return to the floor this week after a debate that Democrats described as a pointless distraction. The new rules require female legislators and staff members to wear a jacket, such as a cardigan or a blazer. The Republican lawmaker who introduced the change said it was done to ensure decorum and mirror the men's dress code. Democrats call it ridiculous. Jason Walker reporting.
The college admissions bribery scandal apparently did little to stir major changes. College admissions leaders claimed corrupt athletic officials abused holes in the system. Meanwhile, some of the accused parents argue their alleged bribes were no different from the donations colleges routinely accept. More on the stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
And I really appreciate you tuning in. Today I have an excellent program for you, just loaded with tons of super timely, super important, and super helpful information. Today I want to kick off the program by talking about an offering out as far as senior care communities. It's often referred to as a CCRC. Now, you know my opinion on this. Healthcare is full of way too many acronyms and abbreviations, and it's very irritating to me when someone just starts throwing around all this stuff like you're supposed to know what the heck they're talking about. Right? So I try my very best to not do that, and when I throw out an acronym or abbreviation, I always do my best to identify, you know, explain what is that and define that so that we can get you up to speed, so that if you hear the term CCRC, that stands for a continuing care retirement community. So CCRC, continuing care retirement community. And what that is that is all of the above, meaning it's one particular, you know, senior care community, and it would include really the big three. So it would include independent living, and I'm going to kind of break this down here and talk about the pricing models and all that fun stuff. But an independent living part of the community, and then it has that center lane of assisted living. So there's an assisted living portion of the community. And then there is a long-term care portion of the community. So they've got the big three. The concept of moving in to a continuing care retirement community, this is in kind of an ideal situation. So you're living at home, you're aging in place, the house is just becoming maybe too much for you. Maybe you use two or three rooms in a 10-room house, right? I've worked with lots and lots of clients in that situation where they're like, you know, I only use about a fourth of my house, and it's really kind of crazy being here, and I'm frankly I'm feeling a little lonely. I'm feeling a little isolated. I want to be around people. I want to do things. And I'm ready to let go of the house and move to one of these communities where I can age in place and have that peace of mind knowing that if I need a little bit of help, I can just move from my independent living apartment to the assisted living portion of the community. If I need more help than that, it's there, and I can easily transition to the long-term care portion of that community. And the whole concept is you have that continuity of care. You have that continuum of care where you can, again, peace of mind, knowing once you move there, they've got you. They can provide anything that you're going to need in the future, from a little bit of help to a lot of help to medical-based help. And you don't even have to change your address, okay? So that is the concept of a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community. And again, the ideal person would be selling their house and then moving to the CCRC and moving in and starting at that entry point of the independent living portion or part of that community. Now, what is independent living? Typically, you know, I would say the majority of the inventory here in the Kansas City area where I'm located, and frankly, across the entire country, the majority of that inventory would be apartments. And these are, you know, most places, they're pretty nice apartments. And some of these apartments are bigger than a lot of people's houses, right? I mean, some of them are very large and they're very nice. Okay, so you have quite a range there, but some of these independent living portions of the community, sometimes they could be freestanding villas or maybe duplexes or fourplexes where you have, you know, a little more isolation, a little more independence, but still you are technically part of that independent living, part of that ongoing care in that CCRC, that continuing care retirement community. So in independent living, you are fully independent. You are on your own, but you're definitely not alone. You are surrounded. You're around a lot of other people, but you have your own space. You can hang out in your own apartment or villa or duplex or wherever you're at. Like I said, most of them are apartments. I'll probably just default to the apartment language here as far as CCRCs. So you're in your apartment. You can stay there as much as you like, but you're around a lot of other people. So you're never alone. People who live in independent living apartments in these CCRCs, they tend to look out for one another. So if someone doesn't make it down to breakfast or lunch, and if that's their normal habit, guess what? They're not being nosy. They're concerned. They're going to be pop, 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 pop. They're going to be knocking on your door and checking on you to make sure you're okay. And that's a great thing to have, you know, people around you that look after one another and care for each other. They offer at least one meal per day, if not maybe a couple of meals per day. Some of them would offer all three, but usually at least one, and if not two or three. You have transportation to and from the grocery store. Usually there's a once a week, say Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, everyone loads up on the bus and they head down to the grocery store to make a grocery run. Because in an independent living apartment, you have a full kitchen, a fully functioning kitchen with stove, range, dishwasher, microwave, sink, you know, refrigerator, all the stuff. Okay, so you can prepare meals as you wish in your apartment. And again, the idea is to not have to do all the cooking. Let them do some of the cooking, and maybe they'll do all the cooking. But let them do, you know, make the big meals for you, okay? And so there's transportation, like I said, to and from the grocery store. And then once a week, they'll do kind of a general run. So just to get maybe some other stuff, maybe drop by a Target or something like that, just to get some other stuff. There are lots of socialization opportunities. And so again, you're on your own, but you're not alone. Now, one of the big things I want to talk about independent living is you have to understand, and this is really important. They do not provide care in an independent living apartment. There's no licensure to provide you care in independent living. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you are not alone. So everyone has a call pendant. And you can push the button and someone from the independent living portion of that community, they're going to call you right back, and they're going to say, can I help you? How are you doing? Everything okay? Do you need anything? I have pain or numbness or tingling in my left arm, and I'm really concerned. What if I'm about to have a heart attack, or what if I'm having one now? Okay, hold on. Someone will be down to sit with you, and we're going to call 911 right now. Right, so they can do that. They can come down and they can be with you and wait till the emergency medical service would come in and tend to you. But they do not provide care in independent living. You have to understand that. Okay, so the pricing model of the continuing care retirement communities, they can be, you know, wildly different. The two main ones are going to be an upfront entrance fee and then a rental only. So some of them have an upfront entrance fee. It could be, and they're six figures, okay? There's a lot of money involved here. Usually maybe $150,000 upwards of $600,000-$800,000. Okay, so that's an entrance fee. It's tied to a contract, and that contract, the really typical contract that I see is a 90% returned contract, meaning if you should choose to leave that CCRC or if you should live there throughout the rest of your life and pass away, that 90% would either be refunded to you if you move or it would be forwarded to your estate. So if it's $500,000, then 90% of that, so that's $450,000, that's going to go to your state or be refunded to you, and then you would lose the 10%. Well, what do you get for that? Well, you get the peace of mind knowing that they've got you, that you can age in place and, again, never have to change your address. So that is that. And there could be other types of contracts. It could be an 80% contract. I've seen a 70%. I've seen a 50%. So the less you get back in the refund, okay, typically the less your monthly cost would be. So coming up next, I'll go ahead and break that down a little bit more coming up next. But first, let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. All CCRCs offer memory care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Getting children into healthy eating habits can feel like a never-ending battle. New research reveals that two-thirds of American parents end up arguing with their child over mealtimes an average of twice a week. The research was conducted to launch the latest entry in the Teach Your Monster game series, Adventurous Eating. Developed by a team of experts, this children's learning game is designed to help kids get excited about fruit and vegetables in a fun, tactile, and engaging way. Carla Beach from the Adventurous Eating team at Teach Your Monster explains how it will help parents break the mealtime deadlock.
The game gets the whole family excited about fruits and vegetables in a fun, tactile and engaging way. The game is bright, it's colourful, there's music, and the children can take their monster on a sensory journey. Well, their monster encourages them to use their senses to try different things, different fruits, different vegetables. It's okay not to like them, just have a try. To find out more, visit our website, teachyourmonster.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All CCRCs offer memory care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true, but there's a great big footnote. Not all of them have a dedicated and separate memory care neighborhood. Okay, I've talked about this on the program before. Every single senior care community offers care and support for a resident with cognitive issues, cognitive impairment, maybe mild dementia, different level of Alzheimer's or whatever the cognitive impairment might be. All of them care for residents with cognitive impairment. But when those related issues escalate, you become an elopement risk. You become overstimulated where you can't handle all of the noise and all of the people and all of the stuff, where you start to develop some, and I'm going to put my air quotes up here, behaviors, okay? And you need that separate, dedicated memory care unit or memory care neighborhood. If they don't have it, guess what? You're moving. You're moving. If they don't have that separate unit, that separate neighborhood that can ensure your safety so that you're not an elopement risk or a flight risk, if they don't have that and they can't guarantee your safety, you will get a discharge notice from that place. And that could even be from a continuing care retirement community, okay? It doesn't have to be a freestanding. It can be from a CCRC. So you need to think these things out and think ahead. And if there's even a chance that your loved one may need true memory care down the road, make sure that your continuing care retirement community has a separate or designated memory care neighborhood. I just can't emphasize that enough. Okay, so before the break, I was talking about some of these contracts. So, again, you could have, 150, 200,000, all the way up to 6, 7, 800,000 in some really high-dollar metropolitan areas. I mean, it could be upwards of $1 million, Okay, and that's this upfront fee that you would pay to get into the place, and then you would have a monthly maintenance fee, a monthly fee of anywhere from, you know, $3,000 to maybe $5,000 or $6,000 a month. So the most common contract that I would see out there in the marketplace is a 90% refund, meaning, again, if you should choose to leave the community, you would get 90% of that back. Sometimes that's an or if you live there to the end of your life, your estate would get 90% of that upfront entrance fee, okay? But some of the contracts, they'll return 80%, 70%. I've also seen a 50% contract. And what that is let's say you're in one of these 50% contracts. And not all places do this, right? But some places do. So let's say you write a check for $500,000 to get into the place, and your refund's going to be $250,000. Well, so they keep a lot. They keep a lot more than 10%. So what do you get for that? Well, typically that 50% contract will have heavily discounted monthly fees. So instead of paying, say, $5,000 a month for your monthly fee in independent living, maybe you'll pay $3,000 or $3,500 a month. Okay, so there's usually a heavy discount or some sort of a discount on that monthly fee the lower your refund is. Hopefully that makes sense. All right, some CCRCs, Continuing Care Retirement Communities, don't have an entrance fee. Well, Steve, are they as good? There's a perception out there. Well, they couldn't be as good as an entrance fee community, and I would say quite to the contrary. And it all, of course, depends on the place, but there are some places that are rental only. It's just a different philosophy. It's a different business model. It's a different pricing model. They believe that you should hang on to your own money and leave that with your financial advisor and continue to invest and reinvest and take dividends off of that, et cetera, et cetera. And they just believe that you should pay for what you use as you go. That's all. So in a rental-only continuing care retirement community, you would just come in the front door and you would just pay the monthly rental, whatever that might be, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $5,500 a month, whatever it is. And that's largely going to be dependent on the size of your apartment is typically what's going to drive that and how nice the apartment is and how nice the place is, et cetera. Okay, and then you don't have to write the big check. And I'm not against that, by the way, but you know, a lot of my clients say, I'd rather have my money working for me and not tie it up and earn nothing. I know I get 90% of that back, but it's not earning me any money for the next 10 or 15 years or whatever the time frame is. Okay, so a lot of folks aren't willing to write that check. So a rental-only independent living portion of the continuing care retirement community would be a good option. Now, there's another option, and I think this is a good fit for some people. It would be called a life care community and a life care contractor agreement. So one example, I'll just talk about an example here locally that I'm aware of. So what it is, let's say you write a check for, I'll make it up, say $300,000. Okay, and what they do is, and it's always tough talking about numbers on the radio, but hang with me here. So say you write a check for $300,000. In this life care model, what they do is they amortize that amount of money, whatever it is, if it's $200,000 or $400,000, whatever the number is, 2% per month. Over 50 months. So that $300,000 then goes down by 2% next month and goes down by another 2% the following month and another 2% the following month. And over a period of 50 months, there is a zero refund. They keep it all. And so now you're asking the really good question, well, what do I get for my money? I just gave them $300,000. Good question, right? So what happens is, at least in a particular model that I'm aware of, and some of these things work differently, okay? They're different flavors of all this stuff. But so what they do is, let's say you move into independent living and the fee is, let's say, $4,000 a month, okay? And then you need to move to assisted living that would normally cost $7,000 a month. They lock you in at $4,000 for life. So you move to assisted living, and now you're saving $3,000 a month in assisted living. Okay? Because you're paying four instead of the market rate of seven. Let's say you move to long-term care, where the average monthly cost is $10,000 per month. Well, you're still paying $4,000, so you get a $6,000 per month discount. And so what you're doing essentially with this life care agreement or contract is that you're prepaying for future health care is essentially what you're doing. I have so much more to talk about on the CCRC. Hang with me. I'm going to have a whole lot more coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Reserve just won't go away, continually hiking rates to almost 5%. Should we let the market recover on its own with these numbers, or watch the Federal Reserve continually jack up interest rates, which could pull America into a deeper recession? What should you be watching for? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Murkowski explains. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't need to be liked, you want to be. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's natural for you to want to be liked. A prevailing theory in anthropology, after all, says that the reason why Homo sapiens lived on while Neanderthals died out was that Homo sapiens learned to rely on each other more, whereas Neanderthals were more likely to spread out and try to take on the world as individuals. According to that theory, it seems hardwired for us to want others to like us. Otherwise, at least for our distant ancestors, they could have ended up alone and had a much more difficult chance of survival. But this isn't 40,000 years ago, it's today. And although you might want others to like you, you don't need them to. Be kind to others, treat them with respect, but at the end of the day, be true to yourself. Because nowadays, you can survive without others completely agreeing with you all the time. For support, being yourself, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I was just talking about CCRCs, again, continuing care, retirement communities, that means all of the above. In a CCRC, you would have independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. You may or may not have a separate or dedicated memory care unit or memory care neighborhood. If I have time, I'll get to that here in a little bit. But I want to go back and just kind of put a cap on these life care agreements, life care contracts. And some of them work differently, okay? So I'm not here to break down every single type of contract, but that's a big one. And I think that's a good, I think that's a good call for some people, right? So again, you pay in your entrance fee. It amortizes, it goes away. So your refund goes down to zero over a certain period of time, 3, 4, or 5 years. Okay. In the example I just gave, it was 50 months, actually 2% per month. So what do you get for that? Well, you get pretty highly discounted assisted living and long-term care. So you're essentially, you're prepaying for future discounted health care. That is what you're doing, but you're paying for it up front. And frankly, and I'm not an accountant. I think I'm going to have an excellent accountant on the program to talk about some of the tax issues and what you can deduct and what you can't deduct in the world of senior care, because we have taxes, you know, coming up here before you know it, April the 15th. Woo woo, right? But that's why some of these big upfront entrance fees can be tax deductible. Because they're considered a medical expense. The reason they're considered a medical expense is because, again, you are prepaying for future health care needs. So there is a health care component. And again, I'm not providing tax advice. Talk to your CPA, your tax accountant, to help you out with that. But if you move in to a place and it works like that, you may be able to get a pretty good tax deduction on that. But here's my one challenge. I got a big problem with this. Okay? You move in to a CCRC. You write a big check, $300,000-$400,000. You're excited about the future discounted health care, all the stuff. What if you die 51 months into your stay? What if? You know, you probably won't, but what if? So in this example, your refund is down to zero in 50 months. You're planning on living for a long time, 10, 15, 20 years. You're planning on getting that money back in a discount and actually maybe even making money in the form of a discount, okay? But none of us know when our last day is. None of us, not one single person. So what if you die in the 51st month? All of a sudden, that was a terrible, and I mean terrible, investment. So essentially, you are becoming an insurance contract, except the burden of that falls on you. The risk falls on you. And the risk is, well, what if you die sooner than expected? That became a really expensive stay. Okay, so I would tend, and I'm not against these arrangements or these contracts, these agreements. Okay, I'm not against them. I'm just saying I think they're better for some people to consider than others. So I've had an older gentleman who, I mean, he's not older, but you know, he was getting into his 80s. He had some fairly significant health concerns. And he asked me about that, and I said, that's not a good use of your money. That's not a good investment. And we talked through, and he goes, okay, I understand that now. Thank you for informing me on that and educating me on that, because I have some people really trying to sell me on that. I agree, and I think a rental only is a better approach for me. And it was. and I helped him through my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I helped him find a rental-only place, and it's worked out absolutely beautifully for him. And he didn't have to tie up all that money, and he wasn't at risk of potentially losing a giant amount of money before he realized those future health care savings and the cost savings. Okay? I've also had some clients through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and they were younger. You know, they're in their mid-upper 60s. They were picture-perfect health, just perfect health. They were vibrant, active. They wanted to get involved in their community. They wanted to start up new clubs, hiking clubs, and they wanted to do all these things. And again, no one knows when our last day is, but these folks, they're in great shape. I think they're going to be around for a long time. So I think that is probably a pretty good gamble and probably a pretty good investment of their money. And they agreed, and they moved in there. And guess what? They've been living there a long time. This is going to work out really well for them. So you have to know what you're getting into when you're looking at entrance fee versus rental only. The entrance fee, is it a 90, 80, 70, 50? What are you getting for that? What does that mean? You have to understand, is a life care agreement, if that's available, is that your best option? You have to talk with someone who's objective, a third party who can provide the advice. And that's why I actually run a commercial that says, don't make a six-figure mistake. Contact Senior Care Consulting so that we can help you get this right. And I can't tell you how many families we've helped over all of these years find the right fit of a CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community. We help our clients get it right. If you need help exploring your options when considering moving to a CCRC, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You can visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And look, we get a lot of referrals. We have a lot of listeners who recommend Senior Care Consulting to a family member or a person at work or a friend or a neighbor, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. So please continue helping me spread the good word about Senior Care Consulting, and I really appreciate it. So again, a CCRC, a Continuing Care Retirement Community, has all of the above: an independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. So you move into independent living, and then at some point, if you need some help at that assisted living level, you can easily transition. It could be just down the hall, right? So some of these CCRCs, they're under one roof, so it's a pretty good-sized building, right? It's kind of sprawling. It has independent living, assisted living, long-term care, and it may be as simple as just moving down the hall to your new assisted living apartment. And again, you're with the same organization and the same management, the same ownership, and the same address. It could not be easier. And then at the assisted living level of care, let's also remember that's that social model. It's not a medical model. It's a social model that can help you with those activities of daily living. Your bathing, your dressing, your grooming. It can help you use the toilet. They can help with incontinence management and support to a point. And every one of them is a little bit different. Some will help out a little tiny bit. Some won't help out at all, frankly. Most of them will help at least a little bit. Some of them will help a lot and everything in between. So assisted living is a little bit tough, but you'll find all that out before moving and choosing your CCRC. Okay, they can help you, transfer from point A to point B. They distribute your medications. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. There's a full slate of activities for social engagement and quality of life. There's transportation to and from your doctor's appointments. I mean, there's a lot of support, a tremendous amount of support at that assisted living level of care. And then if you need more help than that in the long-term care, let's say you become a two-person transfer, you have wound care needs, there needs to be some catheter management, some pain management, you're diabetic with insulin injections, so you need all of the diabetic management, you can move to long-term care part of that community. That is the medical portion of the community. Again, you could be moving just down the hall to that portion of the building. Some places are set up as a campus, so they may have different buildings, across the street or maybe even down the block. Okay, but the point is, you're with the same community. They love you. They're gonna be with you from that entrance into independent living all the way through long-term care and help you every step of the way. That's the peace of mind that you get when selling your home and downsizing and moving to a continuing care retirement community. And again, there are lots of moving parts. It's by far the most difficult one to assess and to choose. And if you need help with that, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We can help you through that whole process and make this very, very simple for you. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So a few things in the news that I wanted to talk about. So here we go.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay, so this is from CNBC. It's been all over the news. Everyone's reported on this. This is this past week from this past Monday, January the 9th. Nurses go on strike at two big New York City hospitals. And I don't know if you've heard about that, but if you haven't, here we go. Thousands of nurses went on strike Monday at the two of New York City's major hospitals after contract negotiations stalled over staffing and salaries nearly 3 years into the coronavirus pandemic. The privately owned hospitals were postponing non-emergency surgeries, diverting ambulances to other medical centers, pulling in temporary staffers, and this one, my wife kind of chuckled on this one. She's a nurse, by the way. and assigning administrators with nursing backgrounds to work hands-on in the wards in order to cope with the walkout. So that'll get those administrators a real hands-on look at, oh, my gosh, this is what our people are working with and dealing with. So I think that part is actually a really good thing. As many as 3,500 nurses at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx and about 3,600 nurses at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan were off the job, and hundreds picketed, and some singing the chorus from the 1984 Twisted Sister song, "We're Not Gonna Take It." So they were having some fun with this, but this is serious stuff. They were singing that song outside of Mount Sinai Hospital. If you recall, it's one of the many New York hospitals deluged with, you know, COVID-19 patients as the coronavirus made the city the epicenter of deaths in the spring of 2020. So who could forget all of that? And then a quote, we were heroes only 2 years ago, said Warren, see, I hope I don't mess up his name here, Yerkwart, a nurse in transplant and oncology units. We were on the front lines of the city when everything came to a stop, and now we need to come to a stop so they can understand how much we mean to this hospital and to the patients. So the Union for Nurses, the New York State Nurses Association, say they had to strike because chronic understaffing leaves them caring for too many patients. And one nurse who generally attends to 8 to 10 patients at a time says that's twice the ideal number of patients that he should be caring for. And so, you know, I could go so we'll talk about this. There's a Ashley Woodside who said her 12-hour operating room shifts often stretch to 14 hours because of short staffing, forcing her and others to work a tremendous amount of overtime. We love our job. We want to take care of our patients, but we just want to do it safely and in a humane way where we feel we are appreciated. Okay, and that's coming from a nurse of 8 years. We're talking about, you know, giving them raises and paying them properly. Here's the bottom line. That's a really dangerous and difficult situation. And the bottom line is you have to be staffed properly. You have to have the right ratios. Otherwise, guess what? You're going to have people with really negative outcomes, and that's going to lead to lawsuits against the hospital. And this whole thing is going to go right down the drain real quick. So I hope they're able to get that taken care of. And then this is from U.S. News and World Report. Staffing shortages have U.S. nursing homes in crisis. Okay, and this is from a little while back, but it talks about there's a shortage of nursing home beds for the elderly in America due to severe staffing crisis that has caused long-term care communities to cut back on new admissions. And that is absolutely true. That's happening right here in the KC market, and I know it's happening all over the country. I just recently spoke with an excellent, this is a top-level long-term care community, and I was informed that they are capping their census at about, I think, 25 or 30 beds less than their actual capacity. They used to run at capacity all the time. But now because of this staffing shortage, it's just so severe, they're taking out 25 to 30 beds out of commission and calling that their new maximum. And that's painful because that is one of the best options for folks here in my area, in my little part of the world here. It says 3 out of 5 nursing homes, or 61%, have limited new admissions due to staffing shortages. Again, that's happening right now, and I'm aware of it. And that's according to a survey conducted by the American Healthcare Association and the National Center for Assisted Living, and 759 nursing home providers. And nearly 3 out of 4, 73%, are concerned they'll have to close their facilities over staffing problems, the survey found. It says, we project that more than 400 nursing homes could close this year due to this workforce and economic crisis. Okay, that's a horrifying thought. But I'm already seeing it. I've already seen a number of CCRCs, continuing care retirement communities. I've seen some of them just discontinue. I know of two of them just off the top of my head. They just stopped doing long-term care. They just shut it down. They don't have enough nurses to properly staff it. They're providing poor care. They're getting in trouble. The state is coming in and hitting them with huge fines and penalties, and they're like, you know what? This isn't worth it. We're just going to continue offering independent living and assisted living, and if you want long-term care, you're just going to have to go somewhere else. That's a major problem because we're having fewer and fewer above average and well above average long-term care providers. We're seeing fewer average care providers, and unfortunately, we're seeing a lot more below average and well below average long-term care providers. So here's the question, you know, what is the answer? How are we going to fix this? Now, a lot of people say, give me government-controlled health care. And then a lot of people say, no, that's the wrong thing to do. We should let the private market work it out because you get a lot better care. You get a lot more research and development when there's profit in that. So you've got these two conflicting theories. Well, I'm here to tell you, we already really have at least government-influenced health care because guess what? You can't hire more nurses or pay more money to your staff if the reimbursement that you're getting through Medicare and Medicaid continues to be flat or actually decrease. Something has to give. It's pretty scary. I'm highly concerned. I hate to end the program on a kind of a sour note or a negative note, but this is a major, major development, and we're going to keep our eyes on it. I'll continue to report that. Hopefully, we have some good news coming for you on that. All right. I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Storms continue pounding Northern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Braden Murdoch says evacuation orders are in place for several locations because of river flooding.
These rivers, even hours after the rain finally stops, they're still flowing pretty strongly. So that's why we do have in Felton as well as the Spreckles area of Monterey County also seeing some evacuations there.
Meanwhile, since the holidays, a series of strong storms have devastated a wide area of Northern California. At least 19 people are dead. A plane making a 27-minute flight to Nepal in a tourist town crashed into a gorge Sunday, killing at least 68 of the 72 people on board. TikTok CEO has met with EU officials about new digital regulations in that 27-nation bloc.
The meeting occurred as the Chinese-owned social media app faces growing scrutiny from Western authorities over data privacy, cybersecurity, and misinformation. CEO Xu Zhiqu and four officials from the EU's Executive Commission discussed concerns ranging from child safety to investigations into user data flowing to China. TikTok is widely popular with young people, but its Chinese ownership has raised fears that Beijing could use it to scoop up user data or push pro-China narratives or misinformation. Jeremy House reporting.
The death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in Ukraine now stands at 25. Rescue workers scrambled to pull survivors from the rubble. Emergency crews worked through the frigid night in the city of Dnipro. You can always check out the latest news, and you can read the best analysis because they're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Russia says it won a big battle in Soledar, a small salt mining town in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine that has seen some of the most brutal fighting in the war. Retired Admiral James Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network he would send heavy equipment to Ukraine to aid in the ground war.
There's effectively two wars going on in Ukraine. One is the ground war. You need the heavy T-34
tanks, the medium-sized armored personnel carriers, these would be the U.S. Bradley.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Stravitas explains the kind of vehicles that the U.S. and Europe should send.
Even some highly mobile, reasonably armored strikers, perhaps. The Europeans make and field excellent medium-weight tanks like the Leopard. All that will influence the land war.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A research fellow with the Heritage Foundation says families in rural areas deserve more education options. Jason Bedrick says by embracing education choices policies, state lawmakers can deliver on the promise of America's education system and ensure that all children have access to the learning environment that best meets their individual needs. Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, Bedrick says Arizona leads the way when it comes to the availability of charter schools.
Most states, charter schools are only in urban areas, but if you have a more expansive charter school policy like Arizona, in Arizona, 84% of kids live within a zip code that has at least one charter school.
Bedrick notes policymakers who want to increase education options for rural families should enact education choice policies such as K-12 education savings accounts and broaden charter school laws to make it easier to open them in rural areas. More news at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts throughout the week, but this program comes to you via radio or via your device, your online devices, and we got lots to talk about. 877-726-8255, our number. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We review all the important health stories of the week and digest them in a form that is hopefully entertaining and informative. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office to pose a question or share a comment. There's a lot on the health front this week, and we'll be talking about hydration and its benefits. Some new studies on, what else, vitamin D, the impact of artificial sweeteners on heart disease. They're supposed to lower the risk, but a new study sheds light on their impact. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. And among the big stories this week, this is really unprecedented. It heralds a new era in children's health care. For better or worse, the American Academy of Pediatrics this week issued an enormous clinical guideline for the evaluation and treatment of children and adolescents with obesity. It's over 350 pages long. I had an opportunity to review it and do a deep dive on it. It's quite a document. And it's commendable that they're paying attention to it because, well, 14.4 million American children and adolescents suffer from obesity. The definition of that is greater than the 95th percentile for age and sex. So it's all based on the BMI, the body mass index. You could critique that because big, strong athletes sometimes have a higher BMI with low body fat, but it's pretty accurate when it comes to kids. The rate of obesity, we're not just talking about overweight, you know, because I was a chubby kid, but I wasn't obese. I was a little bit roly-poly, and then I grew out of it, as do many kids. But here we're talking about obesity. And obesity isn't just a social problem. You know, kids who are fat, and that's a term that is not in vogue anymore, but kids who are very overweight get teased a lot, and it has an impact on their psychosocial development. It also has a major impact on their health. And I can harken back to when I was growing up, and I can't remember any kids who were diabetic, but now it's relatively common. Also children with hypertension, children with sky-high cholesterol. And the rate is skyrocketing. It's more than tripled from just 5% in 1963. And remember, that was the era of JFK, John F. Kennedy. If you're a baby boomer, you may remember that. JFK urged the populace to overcome their sedentary ways and embark on 50-mile hikes. Yeah, he was really into physical fitness. And that was in 1963. Only 5% of kids would be considered obese by today's standards. That soared to 19% in 2017. And then the pandemic has intervened, and it's probably soared even more. And so here's a dire prediction. By 2050, if this trend holds, 57% of the children of today will have obesity by the time they are 35. And that's just a horrendous prospect. And so it's timely that the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is now addressing that in this very, very detailed document. But I have some concerns about it. Because for the very first time, the American Association of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is opening the floodgates to the use of drugs and gastric bypass surgery for kids. And they're saying that, you know, because the problem is so severe, we have to start considering these things. They minimize the harms, and they emphasize the benefits. I read it very carefully. And unfortunately, while they do give lip service to lifestyle, they talk a lot about lifestyle, and they talk about early intervention, getting kids to be more active, getting kids to eat healthy. There's not a lot about the benefits of a very low-carb diet. Sure, they say make some vague recommendations, reduce sugary beverages, also encourage exercise, reduce sedentary behavior. They talk a lot about that. But then they kind of throw up their hands and they say, yeah, but because of the fact that there's not a lot of resources to promote that, it's not happening. It's not happening. They also talk a lot about inequality and racism, as is the vogue these days, because the predominance of obesity is among poorer kids, especially kids who were racial minorities. And that's a bad start for these kids in life. There's no mea culpa in this long document about how all our dietary guidelines have not been effective. Not only that, they may have actually promoted obesity by encouraging the use of lots and lots of carbohydrates. Yeah, bagel.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
take a stroll down memory lane.
Reduced glycemic load. In other words, low-carb diets. That was like one sentence among well over 300 pages of text. And so not enough emphasis on the enormous impact that diet could have if it were only implemented at a young age for kids. And I highlight this initiative, which is a good one. And, you know, we're talking about disadvantaged kids. I don't know what the vogue term these days is. But among kids in a low-income elementary school in the greater Austin area with a majority Hispanic student population, they did a study. It was a randomized controlled trial conducted at the University of Texas at Austin. It's called, the initiative is called Texas Sprouts. It's a gardening, nutrition, and cooking intervention implemented in elementary schools in Austin. And, okay, sounds good, but did it work? Because sometimes things that sound good don't actually work, so they have to be demonstrated to be of benefit using careful studies. And it turned out it was helpful. It improved glucose control. It reduced bad cholesterol in high-risk minority youth, and the results were published this week in JAMA Network Open. So Texas Sprouts was a program that spanned the nine-month school year and involved the formation of a garden leadership committee. They allocated a quarter-acre outdoor teaching garden, and there were a series of 18 student gardening, nutrition, and cooking lessons taught by trained educators. And what they found was that after this intervention, and look, there's nothing better than getting kids to grow their own food because they're all in. There's some buy-in there because they're growing the food. Then they're preparing the food, handling the food. That gets them to try foods that ordinarily they wouldn't, and it really worked. They found that small increases in dietary fiber and vegetable intake, as well as reductions in added sugar intake, may have combined effects on lowering bad cholesterol and improving glucose control. That's according to the researchers. So reduced risk of diabetes and prediabetes, that was a model, I think, for what we ought to be doing with kids before we make acceptable gastric bypass surgery and the use of powerful drugs designed for adults. Look, for some kids, that may be the answer because their problems are well beyond the potential impact of diet and exercise. You tell them to diet and exercise till the cows come home, they're still going to be grossly overweight and at high risk of health problems. Maybe, just maybe, we might make exceptions for these kids. But there's something called diagnostic creep that occurs in medicine. It's once you define a problem, drugs and surgery rush in to fill the vacuum. And that's my concern, is that we may have opened up Pandora's box here when it comes to very serious, potentially life-altering interventions for kids that may have certain benefits but also have considerable harms that are unfortunately being minimized. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Lifesakes pains. We all experience them. So I'm excited that Plus CBD Relief is backed by popular demand. As you know, I'm big
proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Plus CBD's Relief line of soft gels is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA, which has been found in clinical trials to relieve severe headache faster than ibuprofen. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3000. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite. 241-3474.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And Kathy in Connecticut, welcome. How are you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. I wanted to ask you what I could take for flatulence, especially when it comes to plain yogurt.
Okay, so plain yogurt makes you gassy?
Yeah, I eat a lot of it.
Oh, okay. Well, generally, yogurt is has the lactose in it, which can cause flatulence, broken down because it's fermented. But you may actually suffer from an overabundance of the bacteria in the plain yogurt. Actually, you know, it's one of those Goldilocks things, not enough probiotics, and, you know, you may be flatulent, gassy, or suffer from constipation. And too much can actually cause an overgrowth of the bacteria that release certain gas in your intestinal tract.
Is it
the yogurt, or is, I mean, what else in your diet might be a cause of that? Like, for example, what do you have for breakfast typically?
Well, I have my eggs.
Okay.
You know.
That shouldn't be a big problem. Yeah.
No, but I eat a lot of American cheese now and a whole wheat bread.
Well, there's the problem. You know, American cheese has a fair amount of lactose, and the whole wheat bread is a source of what are called fructans, and that represents the F in FODMAP. And FODMAPs are the foods that can cause gas and SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. You can be tested for that with a breath test, but maybe that's not necessary. You could just embark on a low FODMAP diet. I'm not sure yogurt is the culprit. It's less likely to be the culprit, but you can try elimination of yogurt. So there's a diet. You can find it on the Internet, the low FODMAP diet. You can do a trial of that diet and see if it reduces the gas. Sometimes it's necessary to use certain natural herbs or even medication to suppress the bacterial overgrowth. I'm not a big fan of the major drug that's used for this, which is called Xifaxan. But you can also use things like oil of oregano in capsules or berberine. These things can suppress the overgrowth of harmful bacteria. And you may want to go easy on the probiotics or the fermented foods, because they sometimes cause gas. Also, cruciferous vegetables, which are super healthy, are notorious for causing gas and bloating. And then the other issue is maybe you're not breaking down your foods properly. Maybe a good digestive, broad-spectrum digestive enzyme can help you break your foods down properly so that they don't ferment in your digestive tract. You can try some of those things and see if it pans out. And be sure to call us back and tell us if you've arrived at a solution. Okay.
How do you spell the name of that diet that I'm supposed to find on?
FODMAP with an S on the end. Low FODMAP diet. You can just Google that and try the diet and see if it helps. Even without the proper testing, we test patients in our office to determine if they have a bacterial overgrowth. They might be overproducing hydrogen or methane. Another thing that can cause a lot of gas and bloating is chronic yeast in the gastrointestinal tract, which is due to too many antibiotics. Antibiotics can be a culprit.
Sick and had to take them.
There you go. You might have, disrupted your intestinal bacterial balance.
I've been taking probiotics, though, along with the, I don't take them anymore, but I was very sick for a while.
Well, there you go. That could be part of the problem right there, so that antibiotics disrupted your intestinal flora.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let us know if some of this works for you. 877-726-8255. Let me take a moment to share with you that there's something new about NT factor lipids, which you know can enhance your energy. Well, there's good news because they also help you to absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, according to a recent study, by more than 200%. Now you can get a special offer. Buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT Factor Lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
often we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to VitalNutrients.co. That's VitalNutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship.
Here's Marco Torres, founder of Marketing Boost.
So we send them an email, a survey, text and email saying, hey, how's the hotel living up to your expectations on a scale of 1 to 5 scores? How, you know, what do you think of the hotel and our service so far? And if they gave us back a 4 or 5, we'd respond with a, you know, wonderful. If you'd help us spread the word about this resort and film a selfie testimonial from the pool, the beach, the bar, what have you, we will reward you with a complimentary hotel stay in your choice of Orlando or Las Vegas. And those reviews started coming in, flowing in.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, coming at you in real time here. You can call us 877-726-8255. But before we take calls, one of the big stories on the nutrition front over the past couple of weeks has been this very interesting story about hydration. And we talk about healthy diet, we talk about supplements, we talk about exercise, we talk about a good mental attitude, but hydration sometimes gets short shrift. A good colleague of mine, Dr. Dana Cohen, has written a book entitled Quench, which promotes the idea that hydration can be linked to all kinds of health benefits. And that viewpoint has been vindicated by this very large study. Over 11,000 adults. The remarkable part about this is not the number of participants, but the duration of the study. It's a 30-year study. And what they demonstrated is that there is a link between serum sodium levels, which go up when you're dehydrated and go down when you're properly hydrated with water. Not with salty beverages, but water dilutes the sodium in your bloodstream, much as it would dilute a little bit of salt that you might have in a glass. There's a very substantial link between serum sodium levels and various indicators of health. Now, that's very cool because this is not an esoteric test. This is a test that every man, woman, and child in this country get on a regular basis. It's called a chem panel. And sodium is an intrinsic part of that. Very easy to access your sodium levels. If you've got a portal or if you've got a copy of a blood test, check out your sodium levels because they're an indicator of whether or not you're adequately hydrated. And here's what they found. It was really quite dramatic. They found that there was a link between higher ranges of normal sodium levels. By the way, not high sodium, but high within what is considered the normal range, and increased risk for heart failure. They also found that there was a relationship with a whole raft of chronic health conditions, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, abnormal blood sugar. And specifically, they found that adults with higher levels of normal serum sodium. And the normal range falls between 135 to 146. So if you read your lab report and you're either, you know, more than 135 or less than 146, they'll say it's normal. But within that normal range, there's an optimal range based largely on whether you're adequately hydrated. And they found that adults with serum sodium levels above 142, that's still normal because 146 and above is abnormal. High in the normal range, above 142, had a 10 to 50% increased odds of being biologically older. So it has an impact on aging itself, than their chronological age compared to ranges between 137 to 142. Levels above 144, still normal, correlated with a 50% increase in aging. Levels between 144.5 to 146 were associated with a 21% increased risk of premature death compared to ranges between 137 to 142. There was also a relationship with heart failure, stroke, atrial fibrillation, peripheral artery disease, as well as chronic lung disease, diabetes, and dementia. Those with a serum sodium level above 142 had up to a 64% increased risk for developing some of these chronic diseases. And conversely, adults with the sodium 138 to 140 had the lowest risk of developing these chronic diseases. So, yeah, I mean, look, by the way, this is not a study of hydration. This is a study of a marker which is thought to be a surrogate marker of hydration. So maybe then certain conditions cause the sodium to be high because it's regulated very, very carefully within a certain range. Maybe certain diseases cause your sodium to be elevated, so correlation is not necessarily causation. This needs to be researched further, but it's a promising, easy to follow metric that can tell you if you're adequately hydrated. And if you, if that's not enough, check this out. A company is coming up with a breakthrough device that can tell you whether you're adequately hydrated. It will also collect information about 3,000 different metabolites in your body. What is it? Just 90 millimeters in diameter. That's like, what, 4 inches. It's a little disc that sits within any toilet bowl. It's called the U-Scan from a company called Withing.com. Check it out. There's an interesting video on how it fits in your toilet. They say it provides an immediate snapshot of the body's balance by monitoring and detecting a large variety of biomarkers found in urine while also offering actionable advice for health improvements. There's an app, and it's Bluetooth to your phone, and so you pee in the toilet, and that gives you feedback on what's going on. And very easily, it can give you feedback on whether you're adequately hydrated because, well, you can just get visual feedback. If your urine is relatively clear, you're probably consuming a lot of fluid. If it is dark, well, you're probably dehydrated, or maybe you're suffering from another medical condition that could cause you to have darker urine. They say while urine analysis is typically performed only once a year, and it yields, you know, valuable information, the U-Scan, they say, opens the door to regular access to these metrics from the comfort and privacy of one's own bathroom. So, hydration, 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 and, you know, you want more insights into what your body chemistry reveals, consider the U-Scan device. It's getting, you know, it's kind of like a variation on something that's been pioneered over a decade ago, the smart toilet that analyzes your urine and stool samples and gives you a lot of feedback of what's going on. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and we got that number available to you 24/7, 365, so you can call and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
I got a blood test, and it seems like my cholesterol is a little high, according to one doctor, but another doctor said it isn't. I have triglycerides at 311, total cholesterol 218, HDL at 40, and LDL at 116. Sorry. My first doctor wanted to put me on Lipitor, but the second doctor said I don't need to do that, and he just gave me fish oil and vitamin D3. Which one do you agree with? Do you have any other things that I should do?
Okay, we said it's not quite as simple as that, but what you have is a problem with carbs. And not necessarily with saturated fat and cholesterol intake, because your triglycerides are over 300, and that's an indication that your body is converting sugar and carbohydrates into fat in your bloodstream, which can lead to deposits in your arteries and in your liver, maybe causing fatty liver or other types of problems. And so it may be that you require a statin, but I kind of like the recommendation of the second doctor who said take fish oil, because higher doses of fish oil, it's been demonstrated, can lower triglycerides. But it has to be accompanied by a low-carb diet. So you really need to look at your carbohydrate consumption, fruit juice, bread, pasta, sugar, sodas, so-called tea, instant teas and things like that that are laden with sugar. And all the other ways that there are Trojan horses for sugar that work their way into the diet. And exercise, too, will lower your triglycerides. Your LDL cholesterol isn't all that high, but what really would determine whether you need a statin, and I'm not inalterably opposed to statin. I think statins, I think they're just overprescribed because doctors are indoctrinated that statins are the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular prevention. They're part of the equation, but, you know, just a small part. Is the EBT heart scan to look at whether there's calcium in your coronary arteries. And if, as a relatively young guy, you sound middle-aged, you have a lot of plaque, well, maybe, just maybe, you need the protection of a statin. And I'm not inalterably opposed to that. I just think statins prescribed willy-nilly without seeing what's going on in your arteries. You know, maybe you have zero or minimal plaque. then you really won't benefit from a statin. Statins don't do much to lower, if anything, to lower triglycerides. They work on cholesterol. And unfortunately, they lower your HDL, the good cholesterol, which in your case is relatively low. So exercise will bring that up. That could help. The answer is I'd have to kind of individualize my recommendations for you. That's actually the subject matter of, I would say, about 10-20% of the visits that I get these days, people who want a second opinion on whether they should take a statin. And occasionally I'll say, oh, my goodness, you got a lot of plaque. You really will benefit from the protection that statins afford, which is real. But minimal, if you have no plaque, it's no point. So you'd have to get some imaging to see. These tests are available, relatively inexpensive. So ask your doctor to send you for one, or you could even seek out a center that does those tests. You could just do a walk-in and have that test performed and find out if you have a lot of risk. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of fish oil, interesting article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Association of erythrocyte omega-3 fatty acids, that would be red blood cell omega-3 index. That's a test that can be done. Association of omega-3 fatty acids with cognition, brain imaging, and biomarkers in the Alzheimer's disease neuroimaging initiative. So they did blood tests to see if people had high levels of omega-3s in their red blood cell membranes. That's the best way. Plasma, not so good. Red blood cell membranes will yield a better result because that's where these omega-3s are incorporated. And what they found is that the higher your RBC, EPA, and DHA, the lower your risk of Alzheimer's might be on brain imaging. So very cool study emphasizing the importance of omega-3s. Now I'll tell you where to get them. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, which is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Well, I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Aller-C. They also have a full range of ultra-pure omega-3 products, including vegan alternatives, no matter what type of form you'd like your omega-3s, liquid, capsule, even if you're vegetarian, these products are top of the line. If you want more information about their offerings, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients products are formulated by healthcare professionals utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them, and the Vital Nutrients fish oil is the brand that I take and recommend to my patients. Find them at vitalnutrients.co. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Life's aches and pains, we all experience them. So I'm excited that Plus CBD Relief is backed by popular demand. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Plus CBD's Relief line of soft gels is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor formulated with recovery supporting ingredients including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin PEA, which has been found in clinical trials to relieve severe headache faster than ibuprofen. Relief soft gels
help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Getting children into healthy eating habits can feel like a never-ending battle. New research reveals that 2/3 of American parents end up arguing with their child over mealtimes an average of twice a week. The research was conducted to launch the latest entry in the Teach Your Monster game series, Adventurous Eating. Developed by a team of experts, this children's learning game is designed to help kids get excited about fruit and vegetables in a fun, tactile and engaging way. Carla Beach from the Adventurous Eating team at Teach Your Monster explains how it will help parents break the mealtime deadlock.
The game gets the whole family excited about fruits and vegetables in a fun, tactile and engaging way. The game is bright, it's colourful, there's music, and the children take their monster on a sensory journey. Well, their monster encourages them to use their senses to try different things, different fruits, different vegetables. It's okay not to like them, just have a try. To find out more, visit our website, teachyourmonster.org.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A study that looks at the effects of diet on COVID-19. We'll share that with you momentarily, but first, 877-726-8255, a recorded call. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm wondering if you believe in allergy shots, if they work for everybody, because I noticed that since this global warming started, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, my allergy symptoms are just seems to get worse every year, and I don't think that the shots are working for me.
Okay. I wouldn't attribute it to global warming, although I guess that's plausible. There's some studies that suggest that climate change is having an impact on pollen counts in different parts of the world. But, yeah, you know, things change sometimes as you age. And, you know, you could attribute it to, the prevalence of smartphones or something like that, you know, electromagnetic waves, because you're using a Wi-Fi more over the past few years. So when it comes to allergy shots, they do work. And I have here in front of me a study, long-term real-world effectiveness of allergy immunotherapy in patients with allergic rhinitis and asthma. And, you know, they had to study it because, look, I mean, it's a thing that a lot of people do, and results may vary. Some people don't get great results. Other people do get good results, and it may depend on the type of immunotherapy, the expertise of the doctor who's administering the immunotherapy, because mostly you have to do this in a doctor's office under observation in case you have a emergency allergic reaction to the shot. And there's also sublingual immunotherapy, under-the-tongue immunotherapy, which is coming into its own. And I used to do this when I had an allergy department. Now I just have a consultative practice. And I think it really does work. But the problem these days is that they're getting away from these types of therapies because they're coming up with newer and more powerful drugs for allergies and asthma. And the tendency is to not want to reimburse doctors and patients for an arduous round of therapy that may take years, and you just give them a drug and knock out their immune reaction to certain things. A lot of these drugs are immunosuppressive, steroids, and now newer biologic medications. And so these therapies are kind of falling by the wayside to some extent. I know that allergists still offer them and patients benefit from them, but I wouldn't suggest that it's about climate change. There are many other factors. Your diet may have an impact on it, underlying medical conditions, aging itself, the condition of your microbiome. These may have an impact on your susceptibility to allergies. So, or the success of the immunotherapy, because it, you know, can't overcome some of these headwinds if other things aren't right. Even your level of certain critical nutrients, you know, things like adequate bioflavonoids, quercetin, vitamin C, adequate levels of vitamin D, these things may have an impact on how effective immunotherapy with shots is. Okay, big study, huge study. Long-term diet and risk of COVID infection and COVID severity. In this month's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, big study, looked at nearly 20,000 participants, and it correlated long-term diets with the outcome of COVID, and based on hospitalizations and deaths. And what they actually, I misspoke, there's even more higher numbers, nearly 43,000 health professionals. So what they say here is emerging evidence supports a role of diet in the development of COVID-19. A diet that is rich in plant-based foods, that is low in sugar, low in ultra-processed foods, high in antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, these can be decisive in reducing the risk of COVID. And the other thing about diet is the, you know, diet simply helps control your blood sugar. It helps to reduce the risk of what are called comorbidities, heart disease, high cholesterol, hypertension. These are comorbidities which make the management of COVID infections worse and make people more vulnerable to the adverse effects of the virus. So once again, proof positive that underlying health has a lot to do with your lifestyle, diet, exercise, sleep patterns, stress patterns. All of these should be considered when we're taking an all of the above approach to COVID. More on COVID in the next hour. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Feel
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A close call at a New York airport Friday night between a jet that was crossing a runway and another that was preparing for takeoff.
A JFK air traffic controller can be heard on audio captured by liveatc.net frantically telling the Delta pilot not to take off.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff plans.
Then relief when the close call with the American Airlines plane crossing the runway in front of it is averted.
All right, then. The Delta 1943.
The NTSB and FAA are investigating exactly what went wrong when the two planes came within 1,000 feet of each other. As air traffic control notes, they are going over the recordings.
Yes, we'll listen to the tapes, but you were supposed to depart runway 4 left. You're currently holding short of 3-1 left.
American Airlines is deferring all questions to the FAA. Julie Walker, New York.
A plane making a 27-minute flight to a Nepal tourist town crashed into a gorge Sunday while attempting to land at a newly opened airport. At least 68 of the 72 people on board were killed. It's the country's deadliest airplane accident in 3 decades. There are new guidelines on children struggling with obesity.
Those kids should be evaluated and treated early and aggressively. The American Academy of Pediatrics says treatments can include medication for kids as young as 12 and surgery for those as young as 13. Delaying treatment to see whether children and teens outgrow or overcome obesity only makes things worse. Left untreated, obesity can lead to lifelong health problems, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and depression. Nearly 20% of kids and teens in the U.S. are obese. John Scott reporting.
A Southern California sheriff's deputy has been shot and killed just 2 weeks after another deputy from the Riverside County Sheriff's Department was killed in the line of duty. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Archaeologists in Egypt have discovered an ancient tomb, which they believe dates back to more than 3,500 years. The BBC's Paddy McGuire has more in this report.
The secrets of this unknown tomb have yet to reveal themselves. So far, only a rock-cut staircase, two corridors, and one partly painted chamber have been uncovered at the site on the west bank of the River Nile, the famous valleys of the kings and queens. Initial examinations indicate it could be the tomb of a royal wife or princess from the 18th dynasty, the time of Pharaoh Tutankhamun, considered one of ancient Egypt's most prosperous periods. However, archaeologists say some of the discoveries, including inscriptions, were destroyed by ancient floods, which filled the burial chamber with sand and limestone sediment.
In 1865, Major Moore at townhall.com. In the wake of the college admission bribery scandal, experts say there's little evidence it stirred major changes.
The mastermind of the Varsity Blues scheme has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison, but not much else has been altered. Some schools tweaked rules to prevent the worst types of misconduct, but the roles of wealth and class loom as large as ever. College admission leaders claim that corrupt athletic officials abused holes in the system, but no admission officers were accused. Meanwhile, some of the accused parents argued their alleged bribes were no different from donations that colleges routinely accept. Jason Walker reporting.
Georgia offensive lineman Devin Willock and a recruiting staff member were killed in a car wreck just hours after the Bulldogs celebrated their second straight national championship. Two other members of the football program were injured and are in stable condition. More at townhall.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of an episode of the Dinah Shore Show. And later we offer up the case of the Cowboy Killers, a true crime story as produced for Gangbusters. At the end of our previous show, we're in the midst of a spring 1945 episode of the Bird's Eye Open House Variety Program. Indeed, starring Dinah Shore. And as we resume, she's about to pay a visit to the home of Fibber McGee and Molly. Enjoy.
Well, Dinah, Are you ready to leave for the McGee's place?
All set, Harry. Is my hat on straight?
Perfectly.
I was afraid it was. There. How's that?
Oh, well, that's much better. Are we off?
To 79 Wistful Vista.
Hey, Molly. Molly. Hey, Molly.
Turn the water off, dearie. I can't hear a word you're saying.
I was trying to ask you, where's the soap?
Well, I left it in the soap dish in the tub. You're always mislaying the soap. I'll have to get you one of those made like a round ball with a rope through it. That hangs around your neck, you know.
Oh, no, you don't. I tried one of those once. Turned around quick to get a towel and knocked myself colder than a mackerel.
Anyway, why are you taking a tub bath? I thought you preferred a shower.
I do, but I just come home from the barber shop, and I didn't want to lose that swell smell on my hair.
Don't worry about that, sweetheart.
Huh?
You'd still have that if you spent 8 months weaving Panama hats underwater. What perfume does your barber use, dearie? Taboo?
No.
Well, it should be.
I thought it was a pretty distinctive fragrance myself. Several dogs followed me home. Well, no use taking a bath without soap. Might as well get out, thank goodness.
Ouch!
Heavenly days, what happened?
I found the soap.
It was laying on the floor right by the tub.
Did you hurt yourself, dearie?
No, just bent the visor on my kneecap. Hey, where'd you buy these wonderful towels? First man-sized towels we ever had around here.
You mean the green one?
Yeah.
That's the bath mat.
Well, get some more of them. Them other towels we got are about as absorbent as a policeman's slicker. Where's my shorts?
Hanging on the doorknob.
Which doorknob?
Look, dearie, this is an old-fashioned house now. Only two doorknobs to each door. If it isn't hanging on one, it's hanging on...
I found them. Hey, do you think these tan shoes will go okay with the blue suit?
Those shoes don't even go well with each other. That style went out with the high-wheeled bicycle.
Why, go on. They're just now getting nicely broken in. Where's my button hook? Never mind, I got it. How does this shirt look?
Very nice. Shall I get you a clean collar?
Think I ought to wear a collar?
It'll be a little dressier.
Okay. I want to look my best. And my best is pretty good, too, if I do say so myself, as I shouldn't. I remember what a dud I was back in Peoria. Or dude I was back in Peoria.
Oh, indeed I do, Pet. Yes, indeed. You were wearing pinchback suits long before the other boys.
Yeah, I sure was.
And long after.
I betcha. Girls used to flock around me like flies around a pot of honey.
Yeah. Well, you haven't changed much, dearie.
Do you really?
No. You've lost a little of the honey, but you've got the same little old pot.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about that Freddie Merkel you used to go around with?
Oh, him.
That guy was so buxom around the belt, he had to use a periscope to lace his shoes. Well, how do I look?
Very neat.
Thanks. It isn't every day that a guy like me is selected to present an award to a celebrity like Dinah Shore.
No, sir.
Hey, where's my speech?
I thought you had it memorized.
Oh, that's right. Let me see now. Miss Shore, as acting secretary of the Wistful Vista Music Appreciation and Save Our Stately Old Elm Trees Club, I take...
Great pleasure.
Oh, yeah. I take great pleasure in presenting you with this expensive silver cup as the outstanding female singer of 1945. How's that?
Well, I don't think I'd say expensive if I were you. It's bad taste. After all, the cost of an award is not important, you know.
Oh, no. After they slapped each of us members with an assessment for $2 apiece? Why, some of those guys had to... Hey, who's coming here with Dinah?
Harry Von Zell. You've met him.
Oh, sure. Good old Harry. What's his last name? Great guy, Harry. He likes mandolin music, too.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I figure that Dinah is a gal who appreciates the better things in music. So I'm going to dash off a couple of numbers for her.
The only thing you can play on the mandolin is Pretty Red Wing.
Well, I know, but I play it once straight and once blindfolded. Been practicing all afternoon.
You were? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was out in the garage. Better acoustics. Don't sound so good in the house.
Yeah, that's what I've always said.
I think maybe I better run over it once more.
So do I, with the lawnmower.
What did I do with my pick?
Oh, you don't need a pick. A shovel will do just as good.
You know what I mean. Here's my pick. Now, let me see. Left hand on the third fret. Elbow at right angles. Oh, the moon shines tonight.
on pretty red wings.
There, you see what I mean about the acoustics in here? You get that echo?
That was the doorbell.
Oh.
McGee, it must be Dinah and Mr. Bonsall. Come in.
Oh, hello.
My, it's nice to see you again, Dinah, and what a darling hat.
Oh, well, thank you. I was just admiring that dress you have on.
What a stunning handbag. So chic.
I've been trying for weeks to find that shade of lipstick you're wearing, Molly.
And those shoes, Dinah. Tell me, are those lovely gloves washable?
Oh, certainly. I just rinse them in warm water, not too warm, you know, and then I lay them flat to dry. Well, Harry, haven't you anything to say to Mr. McGee here?
Yeah. Tell me, Fibber, who presses those handsome pants of yours? That's the nicest crease I've ever seen.
Well, thanks, Harry. I got a friend who owns a hot steamroller. And I was admiring that ducky tie you got on, too.
Oh, yeah.
I like a bow tie myself. Only you don't get good elastic anymore.
Well, I know a little necktie shop.
Harry.
McGee.
Huh? Oh, excuse us, girls. I'm forgetting my duties as a host. Miss Shore and Mr. Bonsall, as acting secretary of the Wistful Vista Music Appreciation and Save Our Stately Old Elm Trees Club, I want to welcome you both to Wistful Vista.
Oh, well, thank you, Fibber and Molly. It was so nice of you to invite us to your lovely home.
Heavenly days. Why doesn't everybody sit down?
That's an idea.
McGee, I hope you haven't forgotten why you asked Dinah and Mr. Bonsall over here.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got a special surprise for you, Dinah.
Oh, really? Shall I put my hands over my eyes?
No, dear. Over your ears.
Oh, I bet I know. Fibber's going to play Poet and Peasant Overture on his comb again.
Just a darn minute, Bonsie. If I didn't know you from 20 years back, I'd be inclined...
Heavenly days, McGee. Have you known Mr. Bonsall as long as that?
Oh, yes, Mrs. McGee. Harry told me he knew Mr. McGee before Nelson Eddy got the recipe for shortening bread.
Well, I knew him before Dr. IQ even knew there was a lady in the balcony.
My gosh, it was longer ago than that. We knew each other before the quiz kids could tell the hypotenuse of their own three-cornered...
McGee!
Stopped me just in time. Dinah, or Miss Shore, if I may call you that.
Please do.
Dinah? As a vocal artiste of high standing...
Oh, well, Dinah doesn't stand so high. She only comes up to the third button on my vest when she's...
Five down, will you, Bonzi?
Sorry, old man.
Dinah, as a vocal artiste... You are no doubt fond of instrumental music.
Oh, yes, I love it, Mr. McGee. I really do. And there's, I must tell you, there's only one instrument that I really can't take, though, and that's the mandolin.
Take a deep bow, dearie, and don't bother to raise up again.
You know, I think a mandolin is the world's corniest excuse for a musical instrument. I've heard a sweeter harmony from an ungreased axle on a broken-down buckboard. Oh, but, excuse me, what were you going to say, Fibber?
Never mind. I feel hurt. It wasn't important.
Say, that reminds me, Fibber, didn't you used to play the mandolin?
McGee, don't forget the award now.
Huh? Oh, yes. My gosh, almost did. Dinah, may I make the presentation now?
Oh, of course, and I can't tell you how thrilled and pleased I am about the whole thing.
Go ahead, dearie.
Dinah, as acting secretary of the Wistful Vista Music Appreciation and Save Our Stately Old Elm Trees Club, I take great pleasure in presenting you with this expensive... With this inexpensive silver cup. As the outstanding female singer of 1945, where's the cup, Molly?
Right where you put it, I suppose, wherever that was.
Oh, my gosh, where... Oh, I know. It's right here in the hall. In that pile someplace. Dinah?
Yes?
What do you say we make this award in 1946?
You're listening to the Dinah Shore Show on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this brief pause.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3470. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Much, Bibber and Molly. You made it a truly enjoyable evening for all of us. Come back again soon. You're always welcome. Next week, we're going to have a second visit from a very good friend of mine and yours, too, I know. None other than Frank Sinatra. Me, too. Should be quite an evening, so be sure to tune in, won't you? Good night.
Friends, next week, tune in a half hour earlier and hear a full hour of entertainment. The Frank Morgan Show with Cass Daly, followed immediately by Bird's Eye Open House with Dinah Shore, her special guest, Frank Sinatra. Me too. Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Joe Lilly, his chorus, and yours truly. Fibber McGee and Molly appear tonight with the courtesy of Johnson's Wax. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenko.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From May 3rd, 1945, to put that date in perspective, just a few days later, Nazi Germany surrendered. World War II didn't end, though, until a few months later with the surrender of Imperial Japan. In the 1944-45 radio season, Dinah Shore's Bird's Eye Open House finished in the top 20, rated 16th. Her special guest program, Fibber McGee and Molly, was much higher, number 2, second only to the Bob Hope Show. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Win Radio Was, it's the true crime law enforcement program, Gangbusters. Right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
You've heard Edmund O'Brien, Gerald Moore, Mandel Kramer, and even Dick Powell as Johnny Dollar. Now, hear Bob Bailey in 10 action-packed and digitally remastered five-part serials.
The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter.
Bailey is skeptical without being cynical, and can deliver a sarcastic remark with more sincerity than most detectives deliver straight talk.
Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, I bet you can. How about some breakfast?
He has little patience for liars, and likes nothing better than fishing, a free hand with an expense account, and a few fabulous females.
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
No, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. Now, you got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
That's a fact.
He's flirtatious, pragmatic, and sympathetic to a point.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, skip it. You wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
From the ranch to the waterfront, from the mountains of Mexico to a Swiss ski chalet, cheats don't stand a chance in yours truly, Johnny Dollar Confidential. Save 50% off the original price and pay only $19.99 for this 10 CD, 50-episode collection today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOB77. This half-price offer won't last forever, so order Confidential today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code BOB77 to pay just $19.99.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
A bright future shines on for veterans. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 10th annual National Solar Jobs Census, released in 2019, 83% of solar employers reported it was difficult or somewhat difficult to fill key roles, predominantly with a lack of candidates with sufficient training or technical skills. The good news is that the solar industry is poised for rapid growth over the next few years, and there is a technically skilled pool of men and women with diverse backgrounds ready to fill those positions. Military veterans. Veterans are currently being hired as installers, project managers, engineering, IT, and other areas where training and experience are crucial. Currently, more than 19,000 veterans are working in the solar industry.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for a true criminal case, as presented on Philip H. Lord's long-running series, Gangbusters. In the case of the Cowboy Killers, you'll hear Mandel Kramer and John Larkin. It originally played back on August 28th of 1948.
Now, Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Gangbusters has asked the Honorable John J. Sullivan, former Deputy Commissioner and Chief of Detectives of the New York City Police Department, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Now, Chief Sullivan, you've told me tonight's case is about a gang of reckless New York hold-up men who operated almost in the old Wild West style.
That's right, Don Gardner. And that's why newspaper reporters referred to them as the Cowboy Killers. Their fast-riding mode of operations and their readiness to shoot down anyone, man or woman, who opposed them, gave New York police a near nightmare trying to apprehend them.
Well, Chief Sullivan, this sounds like an unusually important case, so why don't you start right in?
Certainly, Don. Let's begin on a chilly November evening a couple of years ago, in a quiet section of Brooklyn, New York. A husky blonde youth, almost 6 feet tall, climbed the stairs of a small apartment house, stopped in front of apartment 2B, read Ferdinand and Stella Osborne.
Hello, Freddie.
Oh, Russ. Hello.
They here?
Who is it, Freddie?
Oh, it's Russ. Yeah, in the kitchen having coffee. Come in.
Hi, Stella.
Did you tell him, Freddie?
No.
Tell me what?
Go ahead, Freddie.
Yeah, go ahead, Freddie.
Well, look, Russ. We don't want no trouble.
Then don't make any.
Freddie means we don't want you meeting here anymore.
Now, that's not friendly, Stella.
Oh, it's nothing personal, right?
Shut up. Stella, we like this place. It's convenient. Convenient for everybody, and besides, you make good coffee.
We don't want any trouble with the cops.
Don't mind having trouble with me?
Now, don't get sore, Russ. Stella's just a little bit scared.
Now, they're wrong people. All the cops can do is throw you in a can. I can think of a lot more things than that.
Oh, she was just talking, Russ.
She talks too much. Button her lip or I'll do it for you.
Ferdy, if you...
Shut up, Stella.
That's a ticket, Ferdy. Every time a babe runs off at the mouth, some guy gets slapped down. You're being smart.
They're in the kitchen. Why don't you go in there?
I will, baby, and you can cry on Ferdy's shoulder, but keep it quiet. I don't like being disturbed.
Hi, Russ.
Hello, Dave.
About time you showed up.
Been making some changes in our plans, Vic.
What's the change? Dave's already heisted the car. We all got rods. We knock over that saloon, split the take, and that's it.
Yeah, we split what? $100? That ain't much for a night's work. Get smart, Vic.
I don't see no diamonds on you.
And I've never seen any barred windows in front of me. You have. That makes me the bright boy.
In your opinion. Mine, too. What, do you carry the kid brother here around for support?
Dave pulls his own weight. You gonna be unreasonable?
I don't like last-minute changes. We figured to knock over a saloon. Let's do it.
Who's changing the figuring? I'm just adding to it.
What do you mean?
Look, Vic. Instead of one, we knock over seven.
In one night, Russ?
That's right, Dave.
You're nuts. Why, we'll have every cop in Brooklyn on our trail.
That's part of the plan.
Then I want no part of it. Stop beating your gums. Let Russ finish.
I'll show you what I'm driving at. I made a map. And this covers Brownsville and East New York. I marked the streets. See?
Yeah.
Go on.
Now, these crosses on the map. Seven of them. Each one's a bar and grill. They're all pretty close together. We knock them off one, two, three.
We'll never get past that third one.
The more we do, the better our chances are, up to a point.
How do you figure that, Russ?
We knock over the first one, what happens? Somebody calls the cops in a couple of minutes. There's two radio cars there.
Yeah?
They get out, chew the fat, ask some questions, and meanwhile, we're taking a second joint.
There's more than two radio cars in Brooklyn.
Sure, but every time they call new ones, they got to come from farther off. If we work fast and quick, we'll always be ahead of them.
Huh, just like a bunch of cowboys on the loose.
You've been seeing too many Westerns, kid. But that's the idea.
I'm game, Russ. Count me in.
How about you, Vic? Scared?
I ain't scared of doing anything you guys will do. I'm in.
Good. It's 11:30 now. Figuring about 15 minutes to each bar, we'll be finished by about 2 if we get started right away. Let's go.
All right, you guys, this is a stick-up. Against the bar, both of you.
Okay. All clear outside.
Get the dough.
Okay.
Get to the car.
Come on.
If you guys got any ideas about chasing this, you get a belly full of lead.
Get on the telephone.
All right, everybody reach. This is a stick-up.
Go on, back up to the wall, fast. Come on, bartender, tap that till and quick. Now, shove the cash over. Look out, pal. Come on, let's get out of here.
Anybody who wants to get wise like that guy, there's more of what he got in this gun.
Come on.
Come on, Jim, I'll buy you a drink.
No, thanks, Mommy, I gotta be going. Got lots of sleeping to catch up on.
A cop can sleep anytime. It ain't every day you get to celebrate Bummy Davis retiring.
You really quitting the ring, Bummy?
Oh, I made my bundle and finished. Just sold this joint. Come on, have a drink with me to celebrate.
No, thanks, Bummy, no thanks.
Oh, you think you're too good?
And don't get sore. A temporary hour's going to blow you right into a mess of trouble someday. I just don't want a drink.
Sorry, Jim. You should know better than you get tough with a cop, even if you are off duty. Well, I settle up. I'll give you a lift home.
Okay.
All right, this is a stick-up.
What? Easy, Bummy.
Stand stiff and straight. Nobody will get hurt. Go on, pick up the dough.
Check.
Why don't you leave this guy alone?
Shut up, Bummy. We'll get them when they go.
He just bought the place. Give him a break.
Let you mind your own business.
Don't shove that gun at my gun.
Bummy.
Right. Oh. I said get him up, wise guy. Come on, let's get out of here.
Stop
right
through
again. Cops.
Get back,
Bummy. There's some medicine for cops.
All police officers, be on the alert for several men in a stolen gray 1941 Packard sedan. License number PC3031. These men have held up 7 taverns in Brooklyn and Queens in the past 2 hours. Have shot 2 men. Exercise caution.
But you can't hide out here, Russ. You've got to get out of here.
Ferdy, you like this, babe. You shut her up or I'll cut her tongue out. So help me, I will.
Take it easy, Russ. Stella.
But every cop in Brooklyn will be here.
Hey, Russ. Russ, this hurts. You gotta do something.
Okay, okay, kid, I will. How's your shoulder, Vic?
Oh, stop bleeding. Ooh, we would run into a cop on the last pitch.
I have to get a doc to work on the kid brother and you.
Your kid brother, maybe. Not me.
What, are you crazy?
I'm scared of doctors.
Nuts. Ferdy, you know any sawbones that are right?
Well, look, Russ, we don't want to get in any deeper.
I'll dig up a doctor somewhere.
No, not for me, you won't. No one's gonna cut me up.
Don't be a screwball.
You're talking. You're the screwball. I was right the first time. Could have stuck to knocking over one joint.
You feel that way, you're on your own.
It's a pleasure.
Then get out of here.
Okay, genius, I will.
So long. Russ, you gotta get the kid out of here for his sake, if not ours.
Russ. Russ, this hurts. My back. Burn it up.
Easy, Dave, easy.
Russ. Russ, I want to go. It hurts, Russ.
He's out.
You got to do something, Russ.
Yeah. You got a car, ain't you, Freddy?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
In a garage a couple of blocks away.
Get it.
Wait, Freddy, what for?
A trip to Kansas City.
Oh, but
that's
Russ.
My hometown. I'll find someone there to take care of the
kid.
We
won't do it. We don't want the cops on us.
What do you say, Freddy?
Okay, Russ.
Freddy, we'll get
Why don't you keep your yap shut? Now, Freddy, you get that car. If you're thinking about double-crossing...
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Russ.
If you're even thinking about it, remember, it'll take the cops a couple of minutes to bust in here. And you like this babe. You'd be surprised what I could do to her in a couple of minutes. Now get out of here and get that car.
So, Don, the disintegration of the cowboy killer's gang had begun. Tough hoodlums had turned into frightened rats. And like rats, they scattered, leaving a trail that rambled all over the map and wound up in a bullet-ridden alley in Brooklyn and a hideout in Houston, Texas.
You were telling us, Chief Sullivan, how the cowboy killer gang fell apart and scattered to the four winds.
That's right, Don. It became the job of the police to bring them together again under one roof at Sing Sing, New York. To that end, Detective Sergeant Guilford of the New York Police was placed in charge of the case. His job was to coordinate and follow up on all information about the cowboy killers. A few hours after the killing, he was in his office talking to a newspaper reporter assigned to police headquarters.
You got the mimeograph department handout, Rod. All the information we're prepared to release is there.
No questions, Kelly?
You got any?
You list 7 holdups by this gang. Are you sure they were all done by the same outfit that killed Bummy Davis?
Positive.
Wasn't that a lot of territory for one gang to cover in 2 hours?
It was over a small area. They figured our radio cars would cover their last job while they were pulling another one. They'd always keep one jump ahead, they thought.
Pretty smart thinking, Gilly.
Smart? What's smart about it?
Well...
They killed one man and stuck up 7 taverns for a grand total of $600. Split that amongst all of them, what's it amount to? Not much for the cost of living today. Anything else?
This handout has the usual line. The police expect an arrest within 48 hours. Couldn't you vary the time a bit?
What for? We've got 24 witnesses who've identified one of the killers from a rogues gallery picture. An ex-con, a kid. First killing he's been mixed up in. We'll get him.
In 48 hours?
Listen. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Guilford. Yeah, put him on. Hello, Nelson, what do you got? Oh, you sure? Where are you now? Yeah, I got it. Okay, stick there. I'll be out in 15 minutes.
Hey, wait a minute, Gilly. Anything more for the paper?
Yeah, you can change that 48 hours to 48 minutes. So long.
We're halfway through this episode of Gangbusters. Stay tuned for more after this.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Murkowski. Is the BLS report a bunch of BS? More people are entering the workforce, which is a good sign, but the Federal Reserve just won't go away, continually hiking rates to almost 5%. Should we let the market recover on its own with these numbers, or watch the Federal Reserve continually jack up interest rates, which could pull America into a deeper recession? What should you be watching for? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Murkowski explains. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Murkowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. 800-507-3114. That's 800-507-3114.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
And now let's wrap up this Gangbusters episode on When Radio Was.
Hello, Nelson.
Hello, Sergeant Guilford.
He's still inside?
Yep, in the hall room. Second floor rear.
Is he alone?
Yes, there was somebody already in. I tailed him here from the movie. Got a stake man in the back just in case.
I did. He went through 41st Street.
How'd you latch onto him? His girlfriend lives here. Had the place covered.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up and then for 5 minutes, came out and went to a movie. I tailed him back here. Didn't want to call until he settled down.
Good work. Let's get him.
Okay, we'll go inside.
Second floor, you said?
Yeah, in the rear.
Good movie?
Yeah, a mystery.
Oh, a private dick sounded.
Of course.
And a beautiful blonde was in it.
Naturally. And in a bathing suit in Miami.
Blondes in Miami. That's the life. Is it?
Yeah.
Let's be polite.
Who is it?
Police.
Just a minute.
She's getting cute, Nelson. Let's break it in. Hold it, Manetta. I wouldn't go out that window.
There's more cops at the end of that fire escape.
Not half as nice as us.
What do you want?
What do you want to get away for?
I don't like cops.
Maybe you'll change your mind after you've known us for a while.
You got nothing on me.
And why run?
Maybe he doesn't like our company.
We like his. Come on, Vic. We're going to have a nice long talk at headquarters in private. Now, look. Don't make us do it the hard way, Vic. Be a nice kid and tell us all about it.
I ain't saying nothing.
Nobody ever does for the first 5 minutes.
About you, you don't have to say anything. We got you cold. 24 witnesses, no alibi, bad record. Adds up to sure conviction.
And you're going
to
be awfully lonely up there without your friends.
I ain't saying nothing.
Monotonous, isn't it?
Vic, like a father, I put my arm around your shoulder.
Oh!
What's the matter?
Maybe sensitive.
No. No, it's all right.
We'll see. Nelson, help him off with his coat.
No, no, I don't want to.
Your cold will turn up the heat. Take his coat off, Nelson.
Come on.
Oh!
Well, what do we got here?
Blood. All dried up around a bullet wound.
And you didn't change your shirt. That's not sanitary, Vic.
Well, I got into a fight with a guy. He winged me, and I didn't want to get mixed up with the cops.
Sure you didn't get this in front of Duty's Tavern in Canarsie?
No.
Patrolman Jim Madden threw 4 shots at the killers.
I wasn't there, I tell you.
We'll find out when we dig that bullet out.
dig it out.
Sure. You're going down to the doctor's now.
No, no, I won't. I don't authorize it.
What?
Big words he uses. Get wise, Minetta. We're going to find out where that slug came from.
Okay, okay. It came from the cop's gun. I don't want no doctors digging around in me.
That's better.
You won't let them operate, will you? I don't like doctors. I'm scared of them.
Keep up the conversation. Who are the guys with you? We know what they look like. What are their names?
Russ and Dave Donahoe.
Where are they now?
I don't know.
That's not helpful.
But I don't.
Where'd you leave them?
At a place we used to meet.
Where's this place?
211 Baker Street. A guy named Ferdinand Osborne's apartment.
Nelson, you stay here. Take down everything Minetta's going to say in capital letters.
Okay.
I'll call you back with what I get. We'll see if we can make 1 and 1 equal 3.
Homicide, Nelson speaking.
Sergeant Guilford Nelson.
How'd you make out?
No good. Nobody home. There hasn't been for a day and a half. You get a full confession out of Minetta?
Yeah. Descriptions and everything. I'm putting them on the wire now.
Well, add this to the alarm. Gray 1938 Pontiac sedan, license number 4D324.
4D324.
Pickup car and any occupants.
The Donahoe steal it?
No, it's Osborne's car. I found the insurance policy in his apartment. Also a couple of snapshots. Vic Minetta's in them with two other guys. If he identifies them as the Donahoes, we'll get them out by wire photo. See you in 10 minutes. So long.
How's the kid, Stella?
Still sleeping, Russ, but he won't be able to take much more of this driving.
You won't have to. We're coming into Kansas City now.
It's about time. I'm bushed. You've been driving for nearly 2 days straight.
We split up here, Russ, right?
Maybe.
Well, you said...
Shut up. I said maybe. Ferdy, turn right at the next corner.
Where are you taking us, Russ?
Turn right. There's a hospital 4 blocks down.
You gonna leave the kid there?
Yep.
But they'll ask questions. What are you gonna say?
Me? Nothing. You'll answer them. You're gonna take him in.
What?
No, he won't. Me and Freddy don't want to get in any deeper.
Freddy don't want to get his head blown off either.
Oh, now, Russ.
Stop the car. This is it. Now, listen, Freddy, you're going to carry him into the hospital.
Oh, but...
Tell him you found him out on Route 22, about 3 miles out of town. There's a roadside joint there that used to have a lot of trouble. They'll fix up the kid and investigate afterwards.
But suppose they make me stay.
So what? Better you than me. They can hang a murder rap around my neck. You're clean.
Russ, why don't you...
Shut up, baby. You're staying here. You get that, Freddy? So don't get ideas, or I'll turn this cutie into a corpse with the greatest of pleasure. Now pick up the kid and get going.
Okay, Russ, let's get out of here.
Everything went all right?
Yeah.
Will anyone recognize
me? I don't know. I told the story like you said, Russ. Then I sneaked out when they weren't looking. Come on, let's get started, huh?
Yep.
Russ, you said you'd leave us in Kansas City.
I will, baby. Get off my hands, I'm going to travel fast and light.
Oh, Russ, you wouldn't.
Don't get scared, Freddy. It ain't going to be that. I'll drop you both in the middle of town.
Okay, Russ.
And if I hear that you so much as look at a cop, either one of you, I'll come back from wherever I am. You get the idea? So when you hit Brooklyn, lead a nice, quiet life. Or you'll wind up in a nice, quiet grave.
Guilford, homicide.
Nelson, Sergeant. The Osmonds are back. I just got a call from the man we planted out there.
Good. Have a squad car sent around. Going to play a game of 20 questions with Mr. and Mrs. Ferdinand Osborne.
Oh, but Sergeant, you don't know this guy, Donahoe. He's crazy.
Ferdy, anybody who kills is crazy. The odds are stacked against him. Unless he's got a guy like you covering for him.
We're not covering for him, Sergeant. I'll tell you...
No, no. He'll kill us if he ever suspects we turned him in.
And I'll throw you in a can. Which do you prefer?
Well, you can't. We haven't done anything.
Except help a murderer escape.
Not willingly. He held a gun on us.
Not holding it on you now.
Well, he'd get us. I know he would.
Get right. You're going to live in terror of him all your life? Because if you are, you're going to spend most of it in jail.
All right. It's better than being dead or whatever else Russ can think of doing.
I don't know. I've been a cop for 20 years, and I still can't figure out the minds of people like you.
Well, don't try to. Just let us alone.
Here's one crook carrying a wounded guy on his back. He's on the lam. Cops are searching for him all over the country. You're more frightened of him than you are the whole police force.
Well, he'll get to us somehow.
Ferdy, I think
don't
we...
Don't think. Russ never liked us.
Look, honey, you got more sense than this rabbit of yours. You talk, and I'll hold you as a material witness. Put you up in a nice, comfy hotel with a squad of police around you day and night.
All right, Sergeant.
Stella.
Shut up, Ferdy. Now, you're a smart girl, kid. Get your stuff. We'll go down to headquarters. You too, Ferdy. Maybe you'll get smart on the way. Nelson.
Yes, sir.
Here it is. Ferdy and his wife drove the Donahoes to Kansas City. They dropped the one who was shot, Dave, at the Mercy Hospital. Send a wire to the KC police to pick up the kid.
Okay, we'll do.
I'll be back with anything else they spill.
Right. Hello?
Sergeant Guilford, New York Homicide.
Just a minute. Hey, Sergeant.
Yeah?
It's for you.
Oh, thanks.
Sergeant Guilford speaking.
This is Lieutenant Milton of the Houston, Texas Police.
Yes, Lieutenant?
You've got an alarm out for Russell Donahoe, wanted for murder, right?
You bet we have. Don't tell me you've got him, Lieutenant.
No, but we've just got a call from a man who works in a refrigerator plant down here. He heard the description of Donahoe broadcast over the Gangbusters program. Says this place just hired a man who fits that description. Brooklyn accent and all.
Well, nice going, Lieutenant. You spare a man to tail him?
Sure. Be glad to.
Good. And keep a close cover on him. We'll fly down to Houston with positive identification. Help you pick him up right away.
How much farther this refrigerator plant, Lieutenant?
Just a block more and then around the corner.
How many exits has the building got?
Three. One through the office, one through the loading platform, and one directly out onto the street. I've got a man covering more.
Well, we may need him. Donahoe place pretty rough from what his friends tell us.
This building yet?
Yeah, I'm pulling up to the factory entrance.
With your permission, Lieutenant, we'll go in and leave you to take charge of the men outside in case anything goes wrong.
Okay. It's your party.
Come on, Nelson.
See him, Gilly?
Not yet. Just walk down this aisle along the wall.
Okay. Gilly.
Yeah?
Guy working at the lathe down that aisle.
Our pigeon.
No doubt about it.
You go down the next aisle and cover him from the rear.
Right.
Hello, Donahoe.
Who are you talking to?
You, Donahoe.
You're nuts. My name's Douglas. Robert Douglas.
Robert Douglas. Russell Donahoe. Haven't you guys got any imagination?
Look, Guy, I don't know what you're driving at.
Get your hand off that ranch.
No, copper.
Let's go, I'll get her.
Let go, copper.
Drop the ranch.
Drop it.
Hey! You broke my wrist.
Thanks, Gilly.
You smashed my wrist. It's bleeding.
You dropped the wrench. You wouldn't have got it. Take him outside, Nelson. I'm going in the office and call New York.
That done, ended the case of the Cowboy Killers, with a very strong assist from your own Gangbusters program. David Donahoe was picked up at the Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, but died in a Brooklyn hospital before he could be brought to trial. The other killers were convicted of murder in the first degree and are now serving life sentences.
Thank you, Chief Sullivan, for this important case history. And Gangbusters, congratulations to all the police officers who participated in the investigations leading to the arrests and convictions. Tonight's case was dramatized by Palmer Thompson and directed by William Sweets, with Mandel Kramer and John Larkin in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
The case of the Cowboy Killers from August 28, 1948. Lead performers John Larkin and Mandel Kramer each spent time on radio in very familiar roles. Kramer played Johnny Dollar in the closing seasons. And Larkin, well, he was heard as a certain defense attorney, better known as a very long-running television character played by Raymond Burr. I'll name that lawyer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Hop in the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
buy Songs of the Wild West today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other songs of the Wild West. Just go to musicrewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean son of a gun.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about actor John Larkin. We just heard him on Gangbusters. But he also spent time starring in the radio version of a courtroom drama, which is much better known for its long run on television featuring Raymond Burr. From the late 1940s into the mid-50s, Larkin played radio's Perry Mason. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us online at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.